Well, now throw to second base, and Mays is back in. And that.
One of our hosts is out for tonight, and the other is on a long journey. But right now we have a whole new crew, in a sense, and in a sense, overall, this is like a soft reboot. Of Critical Hit Anomalous, in a sense. In a sense. In a sense, in a sense. So, take it upon yourselves to kind of bask in this new episode. This is almost like we're the new Critical Hit Anomalous. Kind of like it's like the new 52 in a sense, or the new Teen Titans, which if I was a Teen Titan, I would probably be Robin. So, or the girl with the cloak.
I'm Starfire.
Isn't that the girl with the cloak? Oh no, Starfire is the spiky one.
I'm the hot redhead.
There we go. I like that. Yeah.
So I guess I gotta be Cyborg. Token,
yeah, you have to be Cyborg.
Actually, you should be Cyborg because.
Yeah, but I'm white.
No, I'll be Superboy. Oh, no, Superboy's not in Teen Titans, right?
No.
That's right, I'm sorry. No. Yeah, see how...
He's in a comic version, but not...
So, things are still going to be the same. You're probably going to have a new logo up. You're probably going to hear some familiar voices, and you're going to hear some new voices. But for the most part, we're still the Critical Hit Anomalous. It's a little bit of a different setup that we have. But for the most part, it's still the same stuff. We're going to talk about our geeky, wonderful things and... video games, which I guess is geeky. Is that all geeky?
Yes.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And all that wonderful movie news and all that crap. So you're still going to get all that wrapped up in one show. But it's just going to be a little different. Just a tiny bit different. So depending on how things get uploaded, still things are going to progress on, but this might be the new Critical Hit Anomalous Episode 1. So kind of, you know, that's kind of cool, I guess.
2.0.
There we go.
A remix.
So to bring it all, I am one of your hosts, Mr. Justin. We also have
Jonathan or J-Man.
We also have
Eddie V
over there. What? And then we have someone new, which I don't think has been on the show at all. But go ahead, Ryan. Say Ryan or something.
I'm Ryan. How's it going?
Yes, hi, Ryan. I shall say your name first so you can introduce the same name that I just said.
And we are the new Critical Hit Anomalous. No.
HD remake.
Well, let's just jump right into it. Any particular updates anyone wants to throw out right away at all? Anything off the top of your head that you want to get out that needs to be heard on this show if someone's listening to it right this moment?
Well, I am host of Optional Opinion here on the Anomalous
Ed
Radio
wants to talk
Network.
About himself. Okay, go ahead.
You guys could check that out. The update is that for the month of October, I'm doing the the beauty of video games, and this month I will be talking about why we like Microsoft, why we like Sony, why we like Nintendo, and talking about the forgotten systems and companies like the Sega Dreamcast, Atari, the arcade system. I got some podcasts lined up, ready to go. And so the blogs are on IGN. Just look up Anime, E-N-I-M-E. This week I am doing Microsoft, so you guys could check that out. I got a little bonus episode this Wednesday, and and my Optional Opinion podcast will be going live Friday, so you guys can check that out.
And we actually did an episode this one.
Yes.
Or for this one.
Me and Justin have an episode coming for Halloween, so be prepared for that.
But we had a great discussion
and can't wait for you guys to hear it. But for the month of October, that's what's going on with Optional Opinion. And also check out for November. This month I'm playing Castlevania Symphony of the Night, Final Fantasy VII, Sin of Punishment for the Nintendo 64, and I will be playing Vanquish, and me and my friend will be doing a podcast about just going down about the game Vanquish for PS3 and Xbox 360. So do check that out. That's coming in November.
November is the month of my birthday.
Castlevania.
I forget yours. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I don't have one.
You have a PayPal account, so you guys can donate.
Castlevania and Final Fantasy VII. I will be discussing in November, so watch out for that.
Cool, Ryan. Ryan. You're kind of a new boy. You got any updates you want to throw out to people who are possibly listening right now?
Yeah, you know what? Check out my wife's events, sister's events on Facebook. We do all kinds of great vendor events and charitable events, and to anybody that is interested in getting involved in any of that, hit us up there on Facebook, Sissy's Events.
What kind of charities?
Basically anybody. My wife just got into event planning, and so I've been helping her out a lot since I've had a little time on my hands myself. We've done some stuff with the Young Professionals group out here in Cary Grove. And, well, Cary, it's part of them in Fox River Grove. I just did a cruise night every Wednesday this month. And, I'm sorry, September? I keep forgetting, it's October already. Holy cow.
It happens every year.
I know, it's ridiculous, isn't it? But yeah, so you do all kinds of stuff like that. And if there's anybody that's looking to, you know, make a little money for a charity, a little fundraising, give us a holler.
Right on, thank you.
Go ahead. We just had a little bit of an audio mix-up. Go ahead real quick and give out some of the information again.
Oh yeah, the best place to find us is Sissy's Events on Facebook. S-I-S-S-Y. It'd be Sissy's. And you can look up Carissa Beeman, or hey, look up me. My link is links on mine too. Ryan Beeman on Facebook.
Sorry about that. Thank you, Ryan, for doing that. I won't be able to fix that in editing. I'm sorry, everyone. I fail.
Justin's an amateur.
I fail. But at least we got that out. I want to throw out some updates since we were just briefly talking about some of the stuff we were doing and some of the new stuff with the network. If it matters to anyone who's listening, I'm going to be having a new show that's going on where I'm just going to be talking about things that I like talking about and how I talk about things and stuff like that. So that's going to be coming up soon. We're going to have a new show with Captain Chris, if you've heard him before. It'd be awesome or suck. So we're going to get that going. There's going to be some sketches. I already have a couple made out and some other things. It's going to be crazy stuff around the internet, ridiculous stories, all that nonsense, and some sketches and whatnot and music. So that's going to be wrapped up in that. And there is a talk since wonderful state of Illinois will be having their dispensaries open in October, I think it is. If it works out, we should be having our own little podcast on the network. So that'll be talking about any updates with the dispensaries and stuff like that. We post there. So those are all in the works. The LCJH podcast will be coming up since we're in October. So we're going to be talking about all that ghosty stuff, which maybe we'll get Jonathan back on.
I'm down. Yeah.
We had a fun time the last time. Hopefully we'll get Perry a little bit more on point this time.
Will you guys be talking about?
It was a fun time, so check that out. Actually, that's one of our earlier episodes here.
Justin, would you be talking about Ghetto Ghosts?
I don't remember if that's that episode. Actually, check that out. Let us know.
I don't recall Ghetto Ghosts.
Why ghosts don't never come to the ghetto, to the projects? That's always like in a suburban home or some old haunted house. It's never like down in the project.
Because there's a weird afterlife Section 8 thing that we don't understand yet. I'm fucking with you.
That's probably true. Look, I'm agreeing with you.
That's stuff you will hear on tonight's episode.
There's
going to be new episodes. Well, I was hoping Casey would come in on Signal Fury for people who have been paying attention. But he'll have a new episode of Good Bites Playlist Project updated, as well as Weekend at Fury's, which is great. So check that out. I think he updated that already. I don't know if you listened to that yet.
Not his last mix. I have it. I'm going to get it and listen to it. I gotta check to see if his new mix is up, because I know he posted it on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Not Facebook, Twitter. That he had a new mix up, but I gotta be able to click on it and listen to it.
And of course, he just updated some of his older catalog. I've changed the site. Go to excuse me. check out the AnonymousRadioNetwork.net, and you can check out some of our archive. Actually, I think the server archive should be up, so you can click on the tab there, check that out there. And you can check up all the most recent updates to Podbean. So Ed has all his episodes up. We don't have everything up at the Critical Hit Anonymous, but you can find that at Blog Talk Radio and our server archive, which is linked into our website there. And find out our past episodes. But everything should be uploaded, and check out the website. Have fun on it. If you're listening to it right now, live, which I can't see the numbers at the moment, but if you're listening right now, go ahead, click on it, and check out the listen live and chat link, and you'll be able to join our chat room there for the live listeners. Other for that, check out the archives, which will be posted up sometime next week, and then we'll have a little player, so you can go ahead and check those out easily when you go to our Critical Hit Anonymous tab and stuff. So a lot of new stuff with the network, some new sponsors. We actually have sponsors. It's not as glorious as people make it out to be, but it's cool that people want to advertise with us and connect with us. And so, which brings me to my next point, the wonderful thing of sponsorship and advertising and all that marketing stuff.
Free hand jobs.
Hand jobs. $5 hand jobs. That's how cheap we go here.
You mean they're going to wash our hands with, like, with Dove soap?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, soap? Soap? You use soap?
To wash our hands.
Oh, I mean as lubricant. I'm sorry.
Well, I figured both, you know, like lubricant for us, and then they could use soap afterwards. Like, we'd supply the soap.
I know nothing that you guys are talking about.
Okay. Enough of that.
But then that takes an application and a W-2 for me.
It's only as complicated as you want it to be, I guess.
No, dude, it's tax-free. You don't claim that, like you don't put that when you're doing your taxes, like,
but it's a job,
five
though.
Hand jobs, you know, for $15.
But it's a
you don't
job.
Put that down. You just like, give them free soap when they like, give you $5. You know,
what if you did get paid for hand jobs? Like, how did you put that for
who
your
doesn't?
Taxes?
Who doesn't?
And just be like,
I always get paid.
It's a job.
But what if
why
you
do
lose,
you think I walk around Waukegan?
But what if you lose your hand jobs and you gotta file for unemployment?
You can't
like,
lose the hand jobs. You already got it.
But it's true. Treat it as
back.
A job. Treat it as a corporation
give you a
no job.
Hand job and take it away
like
from
a 9-to-5 hand job.
God, I've been giving hand jobs for free.
And on that, we're going to give it back to our host, Justin.
Tax advice for free. You're welcome.
Welcome to the Critical Hit Anonymous.
Here,
I think my mom's even listening to this, too. This is great. Hi, Mom.
Hello, Mom. We have one listener, so hello, one listener. Thank you.
Hello.
The one listener. So, yeah, back to updates, I guess. That's where we're at. Hand
yes.
jobs, updates, of course, that makes sense. Update. Thank you, Ed. I got to look at my board here.
Use his PowerPoint. It's way
yeah,
better.
He's got, thank you, Ed. Ed wrote out a little cheat sheet for our updates here, which we need them in this freaking gaggle of geese's. Gaggle. Geises?
No, I'm just.
Oh.
I'm just rhyming with
guess
you.
Guess G?
I'm doo doo doo. So you tell me, I'm going to say geises.
It's geises.
Okay, all right, geises.
Teach your children that.
back to the marketing and everything, and just overall, just stuff that's affiliated. We got to check out the second year of Lake County Con. Actually, all of us.
Yes.
Got to check it out.
Yeah.
So
teamwork makes
the
dream work.
To bring up to the table. But I gotta admit, you know, it was great talking with all the vendors.
Yes.
You guys got to see me do my spiel, and sorry for anyone who had to listen to me, or maybe Jonathan, really, or Ed.
No, everybody that you talked to, everybody that you talked to. I also talked to, and I thought they were really cool and down to earth. Mm-hmm. Very, very, just great working with them, you know, networking with them. It was really good. I have fun at Lake County Con. Got to buy some wallpaper stuff, some comic books, some indie comic books, which were really cool. I really enjoyed it. And just talking to the vendors and seeing the book bags and stuff like that. It was really cool.
What was the name you
wanted? It's right there. Equilibrium, I think.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about some of the vendors. Let's talk a little bit about some of the vendors there. We got Equilibrium, which they had basically like a Lego bag. I don't know. Do you want to talk a little bit more about it since you kind of were checking out their product there? And you're looking to buy some stuff?
Yes. A messenger bag that I plan on getting. Well, Equilibrium, they're urban survival gear. They have all this ton of gear for backpacks, and you could custom make anything that you want. They have prices and sizes that you guys need to look at. You can shop online at equnit.com. That's equnit.com. Check out their prices and their merchandise. They was really cool. It takes about 6 to 8 weeks to ship some of the items, so you do have to check to see how it goes.
It's all custom.
Yeah. I mean, it's custom.
Yeah, go on a little bit more about the customability of it all.
Well, you can add different pieces to make whatever you need to fit. So they have a case that's of anyone who has like a laptop. They have a case for that, like a really big messenger bag. It could hold up, I think, to a 10 inch or a little bit more. Very comfortable. The material they use is like very protective. They have, like bases for your harness to actually hold the items. And then you can add custom make skins that you could put on it. If you check out their website, they will show you how everything works and puts together. So they have a base, a payload, a skin, and the ordnance. And they're reasonable price. The shipping and handling, you do have to check the website for it. It might be a little bit pricey, but the material lasts long. I tried one of them. They fit very good on my back. Like I'm going to be getting one soon. And it's just they're very comfortable. The quality is so good that it's gonna last probably maybe up to 10 years or even more. So yeah, do check them out. You can check them on Facebook, on Twitter.
Is it on their Twitter and Facebook handle?
Yes. You can follow them at Equilibrium USG, Equilibrium USG, and you could contact them at info@equnit.com. So they are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest. So do check them out. Equilibrium Urban Survival Gear. To me, I'm getting the messenger back because with my equipment for my podcast that I got to carry around, when I go to my special guest house and interview them, I want to have everything in one thing instead of just carrying thousands of bags and stuff. And exactly, it's very light, very protective. I think it's also water resistant too. So you guys could check that out. I am getting one of the custom made to go on my backpack.
They're edible too, right? Just in case of emergencies.
What?
They're edible, right?
No, they're not edible.
Oh, I thought they were edible.
No,
they're made of beef jerky.
You could if there was a book bag made out of beef jerky, I live in the South. Or Walmart, whatever. Whatever happens about that. But yes, do check them out. You know, really cool place, really just great material, reasonably priced. Some of the stuff is expensive for their bag prices, but it's really worth it. It's going to last you a long time. I know I'm getting a messenger bag, and I'll probably get one of the base, and I'm getting a custom-made thing. So I can't wait to get it. When I actually give it, I'll give a more in-depth review about it.
Well, the base isn't that bad, like price-wise, but you can like level it up as you like, you know, get a little more cash on payday.
Yes.
You can get like little add-ons and stuff, and you know, like create the ultimate bag for you. You don't have to buy like the backstop bag at once. Like you can buy like the minimal and then work your way up from there.
Right. So, definitely if you're doing a lot of traveling, like if you go where we hit it, we're in Illinois. So if we're going to the city of Chicago or even to Milwaukee and stuff and walking around, sometimes you want to have some stuff packed in your bag just in case of emergencies, or you like on the trip, you want to have a newspaper and stuff. The bags are very comfortable, like I said, on your back, very spacious and very good cushioning. You'll see a lot of black and orange inside. They have like an orange kind of material, like foam thing, to keep everything protected. So it's really, really nice. I'm going to be getting mine real soon. So hopefully I give you guys a more in-depth review.
Cool. I can't wait. I really would dug the bag myself. And once I get some coin, I will give it a check out here, just in case for people. I'm Periscope, because we're live on Periscope now, guys. So say hi to everyone on the wonderful cameras.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Periscope.
There you go, Periscope. So go ahead and reshare that stuff when you get a chance. We're only going to be on for a little bit because it's only for so long that they – I think it can go longer, but you don't need to see everything that we do. But there's that. There's that.
Legally, you can't.
But there you go. But, yeah, overall, it was cool to see a lot of the vendors. I saw a couple from the last year that we went a few of the ones that we actually know of, they can't wait for us. The plan for us is to actually have our show at the Lake County Con. And I talked with Ash, I think it was, last year. So he's like, yeah, we don't have that. And this year, I have to admit, you know, it was bigger, but it seemed like it needed something more. And I really think our show, once we get everything off the ground and everything, I think our show will really fit nicely there.
Yes.
Let alone some of the vendors, actually. I'll talk about one now, Robocore Designs. They're actually based in Round Lake, just in case. There you go. Robocore Designs. Can you see that, everyone?
I can't.
You can't. But the people on Periscope...
I can't see.
Here, go ahead. Robocore's actually a friend of mine.
I remember that.
Yeah. They do t-shirts and stuff, and they're getting pretty big. They're doing more corporate stuff and all that, so it's really cool. But they said they'll be happy to basically sponsor us once we get if we get a table there and everything. They would totally be down with advertising and throwing us some money for having that. Or possibly joining our venture together. So we'll have a podcast and with them. Jay's Comics is another one that I know of and everything. So check those out when you get a chance. That's based in Grays Lake. Robocore is in a Round Lake area, so you know, look that up. What's the address for Robocore?
www.robocoredesigns.com. So robocoredesigns.com. And they're also on Facebook. On Facebook. You can give them a call at 1-847-989-2683. So do check them out. They make great designs.
Yeah, check them out. Thanks. There you go. Thank you. Thank you, John. Look, we're working good together, guys.
Teamwork, man. Teamwork.
Teamwork makes the dream work. Another one that I ran into that had some... I want to say this is when I saw the Ghostbusters Firehouse. I think it was Castle Grayskull. One or the other. I think it was the Ghostbusters Firehouse. This was Catapult Collectibles. And they're actually in your area, Ryan. They're in Crystal Lake. They're off 40 West Terracotta Avenue, Suite J, Crystal Lake, Illinois, corner of 176 and Walk Up Drive. There you go for you wonderful Periscope listeners or watchers, whatever that may be. I don't know if you guys, it matters to you guys. There you go.
Oh, it does.
John's like, I see it. Yes, yes. But they have no website or anything, but check them out. You can call them at 815-893-4747. And I had a great talk with that guy. He has a lot of cool stuff. Another one, which we got to take some pictures with, I want to say you were there, Ed. Remember the guy that was taking pictures? He kind of did like the same pose over again.
Yeah.
I think it's this guy.
Yeah,
it's this guy. No, he's cool guy. But it was kind of funny. You can find, I've said it all before. He wrote a comic book. What was that?
No, he wrote a book.
He wrote a book. It was like a self-help book or something.
Self-help
like his
book.
Personal journey.
Yes.
But there was a comic book involved.
There was a comic book, yes.
Thank you for remembering that, actually.
Which was actually really good. I do want to order volume 2. Really, I brought one of their independent comics. I can't think of the name of it, but it was really good. I really can't wait for more work to come out for those guys. They're really cool, really down to earth.
And a lot of the guys that we're talking about on the show, we are going to get them on as guests for this show. So stay tuned for that. We just got scheduled some dates, and they may be Skype or they may come in here. So may have to rearrange some stuff, or I clean up the other room and we have a bigger area to all sit in and
I could just hold laptops in my lap.
We could do that.
Or just like pretend they're me.
It's kind of cool. Or yeah. Thank you, Jonathan. I got a frog in my throat. That's how much that was funny.
That's what I do.
But yeah, so we're going to have them on hopefully starting this month. So we'll go into the rest of the year, have hopefully a guest on once a month, if not more. And, you know, why not support local? That's our big thing. So you can find Mario Colau, talked about how he used to weigh 460. Oh, I said it all before. That's the name of the book, exactly.
Yes.
You can actually see his picture right there. Look at that. He's there. And then you go see, and there he is right there. And he lost some weight. That's actually the picture on there. I didn't realize until then. But you can find more at... he's on Instagram, which I need to get on that, because I'm on Instagram at CrazyJ82. Mario Colau, _one more round. Facebook.com/ I've said it all before. And saiditallbefore.weebly.com. And you can also find him on Gmail, Mario, MARIO.CO. LAO23@gmail.com.
He reminds me
of Jonathan. I feel like I'm killing you, Jonathan.
No,
he reminds me of Vin Diesel.
What was it? You're just like, ah, blah.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Yeah, he reminds.
Nothing.
Oh, was it just you tired or something? Or?
No, it's just all the grammar and stuff.
Oh, my grammar?
No, not yours.
Oh, this here.
No, just in general. Just life. Just, you know, everyone's
whatever,
grammar in the world.
I'm sorry. Sorry I displeased you.
Justin, you're doing very well. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm going to call Francis later.
Oh, boy. And tell her.
Tell her what you're doing.
We also have... I talked with these guys. There we go, Periscope, real quick. There you go. You hear that? That's the next round. So everyone get ready to fight.
Oh, I thought your laundry was done.
Oh, it's my laundry. I'm sorry. Okay. Brandon and Jerry are friends. Apparently, this is a podcast. We discuss the news, so you don't have to. And that's all we know. I talked with a little bit of them. They're actually comic book artists as well. One guy that was with their table, he, and I missed his card, actually, but he was more interested in some of the stuff that I was talking about. He was more interested in the paranormal. I think that show is based in Chicago, and the guy that I was talking with, he's based in Wisconsin, somewhere in Milwaukee or something like that. So,
cool.
Try to find them, whatever. There's some Jerry Wallaby, LuckyTheComic.com. I don't exactly remember who he was, but there you go, Periscope. Check that out. Bam, bam. We also got BaconMooseComics.com, James LaCroix, freelance illustrator, BaconMoose@gmail.com. There you go, Periscope. Check that out.
Was he the guy with the paintings and stuff?
I want to say that's what it was.
Yeah,
did you buy one or was
no? That was him.
Ed had the money.
That was the
I was
with
broke.
The Wolverine and Deadpool one.
Yeah.
Okay,
I think it was that guy.
That was him.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet though.
Yeah,
you know, that does make sense.
I was all super jelly
of his artwork or what he.
No, that he bought one and I
couldn't. No, I'm always jealous when someone buys something and I'm there. Yeah. Totally just like, what?
I would have mugged him, but I know him. That's. Sorry. I got a cane. I can just beat the shit out of you.
I love you, Jonathan. Well, you're a robot, so yeah. At the moment. So
it's not going away.
I mean, all I have to
You don't get better from
that. I mean,
that.
All I have to do is just snatch your cane and run, and then you'll be...
Okay, now let's cut down on the hostility, please. Say sorry, Ed.
But then I'll come back and give him his cane and give him a big hug.
Profiling me, Ed.
How am I profiling you?
Moving on.
You gotta tighten that bulb, dude. That's freaking me out.
No, no, it's the... I gotta change this.
No, I keep thinking I'm having a seizure when that happens.
Oh, I hope you don't have one, though, because I'm not prepared to deal with it at this moment.
Just let me lay down and I'll hit my head.
Okay, and we gotta have my camera, too, so we get total hits from that.
And once again, we're moving on to the next section.
Yes, moving on, please.
The seizure segue.
Another one that I ran into was Demon Designs. That's the stuff with the Mod Podge type stuff on the...
Yeah.
Hold on, I'll just show this to Periscope real quick. Demon Designs. There you go, Periscope. Bam. I saw them last year. I actually gave them my card, and we were going to get them on last year, but it didn't happen. But hopefully, if everything pans out this year, we'll have them on. They do all sorts of things. This is actually, Ryan Nicholas actually bought these for me. These Batman glow-in-the-dark light switch covers and receptacle covers.
It's awesome that you put them to good use.
Yeah, I'm going to put them on, but they glow in the dark. That's going to happen. So
yeah.
There you go.
It was really nice.
And so, yeah, so you can find them, Demon Designs, at D, the letter D, men. MDN Designs at gmail.com, facebook.com/... Demon Designs, which reminds me I should look for them real quick.
I just got in trouble for that.
What'd you get in trouble for?
Idiot Chip.
Oh. Who told you? Would I do it?
Yeah, you yelled at me.
When?
Like, I don't know. I don't have a watch on me. You could get a clock in here. That'd be helpful. Probably past my bedtime.
What is it? Is it sleep time now? Sleepy time?
Yeah.
Yeah? Enough. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm doing some Facebook stuff there, but you can go and check them out. Find out more stuff. Facebook.com, Demon Designs, and of course I'll link everything that I'm talking about into the website's blog post. So once everything gets uploaded, it'll be all linked there. You can go directly to those and find out more if you want. Then the next one that I was really happy about, I can't.
This is a whole pile of shameless plugs, isn't it?
I can't find
right.
What I want! It's Stevie Nicks. No, it's not Stevie Nicks.
I would love for Stevie
Insane
Nicks.
Comics was another one, so I find that one. Insane Comics was a company that's, I think, based in Rockford. That was the first one I ran into. And they were based in Rockford, and they're going to be having open submissions, I think, this month. So it's already a little late for me to get them on. Maybe I should just try to get them on sooner than later. But they're going to be having resubmissions, I think, back for next spring. So we'll keep up the next round.
Did we go grab the laundry real quick?
No. Okay. they're going to be having open submissions, I think, in the spring, too. So they're basically a company that can help you get your project off the ground, your comic book project off the ground. I talked about mine, and they said, go ahead, get your stuff together. And they want you to get your stuff together. They want, like, a whole, like, a script and everything drawn out and stuff like that so they can go ahead and give you money to do it. So
are they just, like, a Kickstarter, or are they just going to
a company.
Are they just going to produce
They're producing, basically, okay. Yeah. So I guess there is money behind them, and they choose how they want to spend that money.
Right,
so that's pretty cool. Ed, can you just talk a little bit more on that while I look for the other thing real quick about some...
Yes, Insane Comics, they kind of do a little fantasy, horror, a little bit action. I bought two of their comics, and I do have them on my Facebook page if you guys want to check them out.
Do they have a Facebook page too?
I believe... yes, they do. On Facebook, insanecomics.com. Also at Twitter, at Insane Comics. You can visit their store online at insanecomics.ecwid.com. So do check out their work. Great covers, great stories, really great group of guys that we met when we talked to them. They have about four or six comics there. So you could they were kind of like the first volumes of each, so you could check those out if you want to order them and things of that nature.
Can you say the Facebook again real quick, guys?
InsaneComics.com, and it's DOTCOM.
I think I just found them.
So they are on Facebook.
Yep.
And like I said, their Twitter is Insane Comics. And they have a really nice logo. So it's in the design of a C, but the end part of the C on the left side is red. That shows it like an I. And then it just says Insane Comics at the end. So really do check those guys out. And you know, like if you guys are interested and you are comic makers, submit your work to them and see if they like your work. But do, like Justin said, come prepared with the script. Come prepared with artwork ready to go.
Oh, here's one of their comics right now, Modern Testament. I'm gonna read it. So of course, when we get on, I have something to talk about. There you go, wonderful.
I thought he was gonna read it now. That's exciting.
Oh no, here, let's open the page up real quick. There you go, Periscope reading it. Let's see here. Let's start with the first page. We are having a live reading of Modern Testament Anthology of the Ethereal.
They're going to sue the shit out of you for copyright infringement.
So everyone gets a little quick. There you go. And, of course, Ryan's not here. I think I could put the camera on. Oh, no, I can't. I'm sorry. Damn it. I'm sorry, Ryan.
That's all right.
The story is Fallen Angel, and there's some stuff going on in a bar. Not much to talk about. Here's some dialogue. Hey, I'm Mary. I'm not interested. Not now.
Oh, wait.
Maybe later. If you drink some more.
We should have turns doing this in different characters. It would have been so much more
adorable. Oh, really? Okay, well, then I'll be the drunk, and then you'll be Mary. And so we'll go like this. Okay. All right. Can you hear us, Ryan?
Yeah, I can hear you. All
right, cool. All right, so...
Hi, I'm Mary.
I'm not interested.
Not now, but maybe after a few more drinks.
Can't you see? I'm a little busy here.
Come on, you're obviously upset.
Sorry, I'm a chain smoker. That's not part of the comic book.
Upset about some things? Have one drink with me and
crush sound effect.
Okay, mister. Sorry. I'll leave you alone now.
Oh no, here's some other guy. Hey Red, you be the other guy. Yeah. This guy here.
Spend your white, read that.
That was quite impressive.
That's you again.
I've been coming to bars for a long time, and never have I seen someone crush a shot glass with their bare head.
And there you go. That's the first couple pages. That's seriously the first couple pages.
To be continued.
No, yeah, one, and two, scene. Three, it's like I was there. Like
yeah, awesome. Two pages of Modern Testament. Thank you guys from Insane Comics, and we'll further read this and go from there. What's so giggly over there?
Because Mary had a chain smoke reaction and coughing up a cat ball hair.
Well, sorry, I have a cat and a dog, and I smoke too much.
She's just like, well, if your drink is like some old 50-year-old woman still in the bar smoking a cigarette. Hey, baby,
did you see the pictures?
Movie? Yeah,
she looked like a cougar.
Yeah, totally cougar.
Dude, my last girlfriend was 20, so that chick's, like, old enough to be your mom.
While I'm just quickly getting some other stuff, Ryan, did you have anything you wanted to bring on about Lake County Con before we finish here?
Well, it was the first time, actually, at any comic book for me, and I think I'd take my daughter around, and, yeah, she absolutely loved it. So that's awesome. I have a geeky little girl for life. You know, actually, one of my friends wanted to actually pimp her business. Tanya, actually former manager of Ash's band, Cry for Dawn, back in the day. Plug, plug. Yeah, her and her daughter started a clothing line, Dead Lake Clothing. It's a DEADLEIGH clothing. Yeah, they all kinds of great designs on there. I was really digging the Chipotle Cult shirt. Nice burrito with a pentagram on that.
Wow.
Yeah. Because you know what? It's hey, if there was a cult devoted to Chipotle, you know I'd be in it. Absolutely. I would adapt.
And I would just say, you are insane.
Hey, man.
Because you know Taco Bell is the best.
Hey, well, you know.
And once again, Jonathan gives me that look.
Hey, when you're broke as hell, Taco Bell is the best. When you actually have, like, money coming in, hey, man, it's Chipotle all day, every day.
Or real Mexican food.
Yeah. No, you just her daughter works on the closing.
You stand in line, order your burrito, and what everyone's paying, like, oh, this one's mine, and just walk off with it. Doesn't matter what it is, it's free Chipotle, because no one ever notices, you're too busy. Going, like, lunchtime, totally works.
like Chipotle roulette right there.
That's why I get little kids too. Go to toy stores, find the biggest line. Edward, no. The busiest line, you just snatch one up and just walk out. The parents don't even notice because you're too busy going through the cart trying to like get rid of shit so the kid doesn't notice you're buying it.
Right.
Yeah, Christmas time. I go home with satchels of kids.
The thing about the Mexican food, some of the Mexican food places, they some people just can't spell. So they'd be like, tacos on sale, and they'll put sale, S-E-L-L. You'd be like, wait, what?
Well, they are selling them.
Yeah, but a sale of 49 cents that's crossed off to 25 cents. Why would you put S-E-L-L?
Because it's for sale. It's like Ebonics-y, but Chipotle style.
That's a shame. You mean none of your employees could read?
I don't own a Chipotle. I don't have any employees.
I don't go to Chipotle.
You're missing out.
I'm fine.
No, everything on the menu is the same. Like, you can't fuck up your order. They can't fuck up your order. It's always the same thing. It's just burrito or aluminum foil.
Exactly. Yes.
It's like the Subway or Taco Bell.
Yes. That I agree with you. Because I'll just be like, isn't this the same thing that I just ordered like yesterday or last week? What the heck? Yeah.
No, they have one item. You just get a tortilla or not. And that's it.
With chicken or beef or steak.
Pork.
Really?
The pork is good. I always get the pork.
I never get the. I usually get the chicken.
Get the pork.
Or the beef.
Smacking in the mouth good.
Hold on. Which kind of smacking? Pimp or like a black mama tell you not to touch nothing at Kmart kind of smack?
That's just either forward or backwards, but it's the same slab.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. There's different levels of smacking and who does the smacking.
Yeah, but pissed off black mama's backhand. No, that's forehand. Pimp's backhand. It's the same smack, though. Same force. Anyway, where's your PowerPoint? Where are we at? Are you still Shameless Pugman?
Yeah, we're still Shameless Pugman. I met Stevie Calabrese. She was on that show Face Off on Sci-Fi.
Yes.
And all the people that we're talking about are local, actually. Every one of them is local. They're from either locally here in Lake County, Chicago, Rockford, or within our area. So everyone we're talking about. And I didn't know she's actually from Grays Lake. She's a few years younger than us, but
she's really John Travolta.
No. Don't
she's
say
really
that.
Cool.
But, actually, I watched that show. I think she's still going.
Yeah,
I think she does some pretty good work, actually.
Yeah, well, yeah, she's very creative.
Yes, exactly.
And she's cute.
Oh, yeah.
She's hot.
That helps, too.
I love it. John, yeah. Everyone sees that all on that Periscope. No, I agree. We're hoping to have her on, of course, everyone else that we talked about. I don't know if I'll have her and everyone down here. I don't want them to see my horrible man cave. But
You should have her over. I can get some roofs and.
No. She has a boy. Actually, she connected with the Smirnoff. No, I'm sorry. What's the funhouse that's in Round Lake?
Kristoff's.
There you go, Smirnoff.
Oh yeah, to Realm of Terror.
Though they do have a bar. Just FYI, in case you're interested. Kristoff's in Round Lake. They have a nice pool table area, kids area, haunted house, go-karts, and you can get drunk there.
There you go.
And maybe meet a hot chick.
She does the makeup there, so, and if I know she, they're all, like, related, so it's pretty cool. They have a thing Tuesday nights, they actually have a showing or something of the face-off episode, so if you're ever there, I think you can go in and join her Tuesday night. And find out more about what she does and what they do at Kristoff's and whatnot. You can also find her at asseenonstevie.com. And Stevie spelled with an I-E, S-T-E-V-I-E. So go ahead and find out more there. And to close it off, and we have tons of other people we could be plugging, but I'll do my best to put them all in the blog post and everything. One of my favorites in the comic book I bought, his name is Gabriel, but they call him Gabble. And he's part of Oni Press, which is a pretty big, you know, comic book the production, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that? Company, I guess.
Company,
whatever. He has the life after, and he did. Just looking at here, you go. Periscope, go ahead, check that out. Look, you got that out of the way. I'm sorry if that's bothering people. Maybe you don't care.
It's been bothering me.
Got some other stuff there. The Life After. Should we do a reading of this too, guys?
I'm down.
Why not? Let's do it. Okay. So there's a bit of... let's just find some actual dialogue. And there is no dialogue. There's a lot of... I'm not sure what this is. Narrative, of course, of what's going on. Here's some dialogue. All right. Here's some dialogue. Let's go to the next page. Oh, no. Me and you can do this. Okay, so I'll start off here on this panel. And Ed, actually, you will be the black bus driver, and Jonathan will be the guy here. So
Why did Ed be the black guy?
I don't know. I just think you feel comfortable with that. Would you, Ed? Or?
Yes, I am.
So we'll go there. Jonathan, you start there, and Ed, you'll follow.
Where am I set up, here or down here?
You know, Raul will read that. Why don't we set up for everyone?
This is like three people, though.
I think that's just narrative in his head. Right. Just get close to the... Yeah. And we're having reading, comic book readings here, live on the Critical Hit Anomalous. And you can find out here on Periscope.com. All
right, ladies and gentlemen. Every day, I wonder what she and how she could make my life better, even if only for a moment. I swear to myself, I'm going to stand up, go after her, fall in love, live a happily ever after. There's a voice that tells me I'm not worth it, and I'm not going to miss the cooking show. That's not as good as Hell's Kitchen. That's always on. I don't know how to get home from here and miss...
We have an unscheduled service disruption on public bus 4235. Override, force it.
Hey!
You don't get off here.
Today I do.
You don't get off here.
Open the doors!
Hey! You don't get off here.
Lightning and special effects. That's the end of the text.
And there we go. Live comic book reading of The Life After by Joshua Hale, Felklove, and Gabble. And I was going to say, Gabriel, if I remember his name, he actually did the cover and did the illustration and color there. Here you go. You can read that. Oh, shit. Probably didn't see that. Oh, well, whatever. Can you see them? You see their heads, everyone? Of course, I'm not paying attention to Periscope, but thank you for watching, people tuning in. There you go. So, anyways, that is it. That is it for the... Oh, you got something going on over there?
No, just waving to everybody.
You can find out more about him at returntojupiter.com, and there's some of his work right there on the card, Gabo. You can find him at Galvasaur, G-A-L-V-O-S-A-U-R. And that'll conclude most of our update. Anyone else want to bring up anything about?
I had a question.
Go ahead.
Is Galvasaur like
Galvatron?
Like a transformer or like some kind of weird like STD on your face?
Let's just say both. It's like a transformer STD.
Sounds like a Pokemon.
Cool. Instead of like turning into a gun or a dinosaur, you just turn into like herpes.
Wait, what?
Galvasaur.
I can't with you right now. I give up the ghost.
Don't worry about it. You're good. Good reading, though. I was.
Thank you. Yeah, good reading. Thank you guys for that.
I do have to say, our reading was terrible, but the artwork is really good in the comic. I will give it lots of props for that.
Good. No, very, very good artwork. I agree. And once again, we'll hopefully have him on some more. But before we close that up, anything else about Lake County Con with you guys? We hope to be there.
Hope to be there. Yeah. Hope for Optional Opinion to be there. Want to interview some people there.
Yeah, we'll all be there. So you get to see us, you know, over all our pretty faces and talk to us about all the things we do. And you can find out more about us at theanomalousrailnetwork.com or .net. I'm sorry, about to screw that up. Everything was great. Loved the event.
Everyone was really friendly. Everyone was very... open to talk about everything and not looking at trying to pitch, you know, their stuff. Just open to talk about anything. Everyone's very friendly.
I mean, I was pitching our network, though.
Well, yeah, no, because you're a media whore. Yeah. But, no, like, all the vendors were very friendly. Everyone was, you know, willing to haggle, honestly. And it was a really good time. A lot of walking, but it was worth it. It was worth it.
You know, and just overall, good exercise.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah.
No, it was a great time.
We'll leave that there. So let's get right into video games because there's a lot of news coming out. We're about to switch gears here. We did a little bit of updates, talked about Lake County Con. Was there any other updates before we actually get into video games? Any other updates?
You put horror movies.
Oh, yeah, I put horror movies because it's October. So that reminds me. Thank you for reminding me. If we do another show later this month and we don't have a guest or whatever, I want everyone to bring out their favorite horror movies. Of course, I want to hear what Ed's point of view on some of them. I'm actually wearing a horror movie shirt right now. You can see that.
Sleepaway Camp.
There you go. Richard,
I'm not wearing a horror movie shirt.
No, he's wearing a Superman
shirt. Actually, if it was like Superman like 3 or like Supergirl, like those movies, then yes, they were horror movies because they were horrible.
And I'm wearing a Modern Freddy Krueger shirt.
Modern Freddy Krueger.
Very monochrome.
Modern Freddy Krueger. That's looking how we go business. Here. So,
you're probably periscoping your glass.
There we go. That works out.
You're so rude, Justin.
I'm sorry. So, there's beer. So there's that, but, blah, blah, blah. I forgot what I was going to talk about at that door.
Video games.
Video games. What was the video games before that? But I think that was it. But anyway,
Star Wars.
We got horror movies and...
Where did you get Star Wars from?
Star Wars. I just wanted to note, too, since it was a horror movie and it's paranormal in October and all that, Ghostbusters, the new Ghostbusters movie finished shooting. That was another update I wanted to bring up.
Did Bill Murray actually back out of that? Because I heard he was going to like do some cameos, but then I heard he backed out.
There's still cameos.
Okay.
As far as I understand, there's still cameos. They got Sigourney Weaver, Bill Murray, I think Janine, which I forget her name. And I always think she's still hot. You know?
Really?
Yeah, I think she's going to... I think she's hot, or...
Yeah.
Oh, no. At least the younger version, you know, when she first came out, I thought she was pretty.
She was in two movies.
I think she was in more movies, though. I'm sorry, Miss Janine, whatever your real actor's name is.
I like chicks with glasses. I like redheads. I like bitchy girls. I like nerds.
But she doesn't.
But she, no, she just, she had the culmination, but just couldn't pull it off.
Interesting. All right. Well, you know.
I mean, I would rather do Gozer than her.
I can
and she's very David Bowie.
David Bowie, and I'll pop her bubbles.
And I'm looking for airplane tickets to fly out.
To pop bubbles? Or?
Well, we can go. We'll change the laundry because that's got to get switched over. I've heard that go off like.
Fine. We are fine. All right. Guys.
Teamwork makes the dream work, Justin. You said that earlier.
Yes, I am. I am all about the teamwork makes the dream work. So yeah, video games. Back to that. The biggest thing I wanted to get up, I'm playing Fallout New Vegas, and we have Fallout news, so I think we might as well just jump that off the bat right away, because that's
going to tip over our hour, man.
Yeah, no.
I could go on for days about Fallout.
We're going to break it down just a little bit. We're fine. We still have a little bit of time here to do all this, but Fallout, I got to admit, first time playing Fallout, playing New Vegas automatically, I'm enjoying it.
But that was your first Fallout?
That's my first Fallout, my introduction to Fallout. Yeah.
New I Vegas, really?
I do have three.
You got to start with three.
I can't believe that you're right.
I heard that Vegas is better. So.
No, it is better, but if you start out with Vegas and then you go into three, you're going to be like, meh, because you're going to be missing all the crafting stuff and like just the weird dialogue and everything. Like, you're going to feel let down playing three. Because 3 has a lot of repetitive like areas and everything. So if you start out with 3 and you're working into Vegas, you're like, oh, Vegas is awesome. Neato. And then 4 just makes me want to like masturbate all the time.
Like, just thinking about it. All right.
Yeah, yeah. I just play that like that song from like the little trailer video and just jerk off all day. That's all I do.
Before we get into 4, people don't know Fallout's it's a role-playing game for the most. It is a role-playing game, I guess. Yeah.
Role-playing / quasi first-person shooter.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's into there.
I mean, like, it depends on how you want to play it. Because you can play it either way.
Exactly.
And its root, it's a RPG, but you can play it as like an FPS.
And you can choose all your different characters and how you want to play. Right now, I'm currently playing like a neutral good type of character. He's like kind of based him off Wolverine, so he's a lot of strength and body, and I give him claws and everything, too.
Really? You got claws?
He's got claws, yeah.
Does he have the Death Claw hand, or...?
Oh, no, it's the... Not the Death Claw, but it's the other, like...
Power Fist?
Power Fist type stuff.
That doesn't have claws.
I have, no, but there is one that has a claw. There's like a claw one that's like that. I wish I could bring it up. I could probably, but I gotta put that in the video game.
What you talking about?
But he has Power Fist that, and you know, he's really awesome like that. But I want to change a character and do like an evil and do all those things, just kill everyone and stuff. Mm-hmm. Have you guys done that?
Yes.
My evil character is so much more fun to play.
Go ahead, sir. Really. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, the evil characters, so much more fun to play in Fallout, in all of them, really.
Numerous times I want to be like a serial killer, a sociopath, and just be like, there's times when I'm walking around and just like some stupid character's just like burger derper der, and I'm like, shut up and kill him.
What I said to my fault, like, besides like main, like directly main storyline characters, you can basically murder anybody you want to. I mean,
anybody. And you can even have sex. I don't know if you can rape, though. I haven't tried that yet. Oh, I mean, real life works out, but I'm not sure about in Fallout.
Yeah.
We'll see.
There's something about Fallout that is good, but it's janky.
Dude, you haven't played it. What are you talking about?
I mean, I'm playing Fallout 3, but I'm just...
Did you finish the tutorial?
I finished the tutorial. I suffered through that. But
it's not that long.
Yeah, but I'm just like, it feels like 30 frames. Like, it just feels broken. I don't know.
It's an old game, dude.
I know it's an old game, but I'm just like, I think because I played Mass Effect, Mass Effect is better than Fallout.
No. Four is going to be a lot like Mass Effect, so I think you might like it more. Because, like, the type of dialogue options where it's like, it'll say, like, oh, I'm angry. And then your dude goes on to, like, a whole, full paragraph rant about something. You're like, oh, I didn't plan on saying any of that shit. You know, kind of like in Mass Effect, where, like, they would just give you, like, an emotional type of response, and then they would go on to, like, this whole thing. And you're like, oh, no, I just wanted to say no, I didn't want to buy this. And now, like, this guy hates me because he thinks I cheated on him with his wife or something. Like, really in-depth, way too much more than I want to pay attention to. I'm, like, drinking some beers and playing it till, like, midnight.
Well, it just feels like Fallout doesn't really have a story to it, like, after the tutorial. I don't know. That's what it just seems.
No, it's because you've played it for, like, 20 minutes.
Well, no, only
get into the game. There is so much lore that backs track through the whole series. Back when it was on PC.
I mean, reason why I say that I feel like it doesn't have no story is that... No, I'm not ignorant.
No, you're ignorant of the storyline.
No, the thing about it is that anytime people talk about Fallout 4, it's like what they could custom make or what they did, like, in action. They really don't say, this is the story that you just follow, that you go through.
Well, no, because nobody knows yet. No one knows what the story is going to be. You're a completely different person on a whole different side of the continent, literally. Because Vegas takes place in, like, you know, Nevada, Arizona, all that area. This all takes place on the East Coast. So it's a completely different part of the world. The country. So, like, it's a different date, it's a different person, different area, everything's different. So, like, no one knows the story. So no one can give you, like, oh, this is this backstory on this random person that we just saw in that one little, like, 8-minute teaser video that they have.
But is the Fallout game supposed to have a story?
Yeah, no, they all connect a little bit. Like, in Fallout 4, they have cyborgs and robots and stuff, which had to do with the MIT Institute. And in previous games, there were missions that had to do with, like, I forgot the exact title of the mission, but you get to track down an android that just happens to wander out west and deal with, like, the moral dilemma of, like, you know, do I just destroy him? Do I treat him like a person? They have more of that kind of stuff. Like, and it has to do with, like, the factions, like the Brotherhood of Steel and all that kind of stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They bring all that into it because, like, in previous games, you know, dealt with them in the area that you were in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you were in Washington, like, you dealt with them. You dealt with that kind of stuff. And you dealt with them a little bit in New Vegas. And now, like, in the videos, you see, you know, you get your own power armor, which is, you know, Brotherhood of Steel kind of thing. You see Enclave ships, which you destroyed in Fallout 2, I think, which was PC.
PC, yeah.
Yeah, like, we go to, like, an oil rig and everything, and you take them all out and everything. And that's all different stuff. And they all all the games and all the DLC and everything, they all tie in together. But you have to play them to know the lore so you can remember someone's name. Or, like, remember, like, oh, that one group, and, yeah, they were stationed out there, and I remember destroying that base and, you know, previous games. So it all ties together, but you just have to play through it all to get the whole story.
Is it almost like Grand Theft Auto where the missions are telling the story?
Yes.
And it's just open world.
I mean, there's also stuff you can read where you get, like, backstory on what you're doing. Like, say you're exploring somewhere, you might pick up, like, a holo log, which is, like, an audio recording, or you can find a book, read someone's diary, and you read it, and you're like, oh, okay, whatever. You don't have to read it. Like, you just go through the cave and kill everything and find, like, the loot. Or you can read a story and be like, oh, wait, I remember that from Fallout 1. That Gary guy, he was like a zombie or, how are they called? I can't think of it now.
A ghoul?
A ghoul, thank you. Thank you very much, Ryan. Who ends up growing a tree out of his head throughout some of the games, and then you find him in New Vegas or Fallout 3. And he's actually like a tree and has a whole cult that surrounds him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a tree planted in the ground because he just grew into a tree from the virus that turned everybody into super mutants. And all that kind of shit. Like, there's a whole bunch of, like, it's very in-depth, if you want it to be. But you can just play it and not care, but if you want to get into it, you can get into it.
It just feels weird with the tutorial, like, with me taking a test and stuff, like, would this play in later on in the game?
Yeah.
Wait, a test. You're telling me you're just basing all of your opinion on just a tutorial in the first
10 minutes?
Yes.
No, you're missing so much.
Because the thing about it is,
what I'm getting the impression with the beginning part is they don't want you to leave downstairs. They don't want you to leave underground because the ruler there says so. So whoever's like ruling over the thing.
Well, no, that was Fallout 1 where they kick you out. The other ones you kind of have to leave on your own because like shit gets fucked up.
Well, 3 is just like after you take the test, I guess you go back and then you take a nap and then stuff just starts happening.
Yeah, you take the goat. That's
the
name of the test. No, that's to set up your characters so you can pick out your traits. It's a base of how you're going to play your character. So if you want to be just like Justin was saying, like being Wolverine and just being strong and badass, just run around and just beating up people. Mm-hmm. Or you can be very charismatic and have a lot of luck. People into like, so you don't have to steal something or you don't have to kill somebody because you can have a conversation and play this way. And the game will play out completely differently because you can like smooth someone over or you can talk to women differently. Or you can be like a sneaky ninja and just pickpocket everybody.
But it doesn't feel that way.
I mean, you even have Liam Neeson as your dad in Fallout 3.
I mean,
he's your dad.
I mean,
if you're taken, he will fucking find you.
I mean, well, the Taken 2 wasn't all of that.
I didn't say it was good. I'm just saying, he will find you. He's a certain set of skills you don't realize.
Because I did beat the tutorial. I am on the overworld where you're actually about to start exploring and start all the missions.
So you're about
like
to start doing all that?
I'm about to start doing
that. So then you have no basis on the game at all. So every point you make is moot.
Well, not mute.
Yes.
I'm just feeling.
Kinda. Sorry, man.
I'm just saying that.
Ryan, you interject because like.
Before you say Ryan, reason why I say that is because I feel like hopefully there is a story that goes for it. It just feels like they don't want you to leave the underground, and there's whatever just happens, like. Because I think you're fighting guards and stuff.
At first. Actually, you're fighting tunnel snakes, I think, at first. But, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't even know if they ever explain, like, what happened there. It was just like you went to bed and then stuff just started.
No, because you're a little kid and you wake up. You're like,
teenager at this time.
Yeah, but this is your life. Like, you've never been outside. You just know about living in this little bunker. That's it.
Right.
When you go outside, that's when you start developing the story. That's when you start reading stuff, talking to people, and learning more. And that's when the story develops.
So it's,
you can't base off the first like 10 minutes of gameplay.
So that's why I was asking: does a story develop?
Is there a story? We already went over this. We did a podcast on this. We already talked about this.
In order to even ask that, you have to play the game.
I am playing the game.
Well, obviously not.
Well, because I'm playing other stuff.
When did we do our cast? It was like a month and a half ago.
We did it in August.
Well, August?
No,
okay.
We did September.
And how far have you gotten?
I have gotten to the overpass.
Like 3 hours.
The thing about it is,
I'm like, oh, I'm just gonna play for a little bit. Next thing I'm like, 4 hours just went by. What the hell?
Exactly.
And I just want to keep playing.
Well, the tech, I don't know. Something about the tech just feels sluggish to me. It just feels very robotic.
To me, this is some of the best techs that I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
The tech.
A lot of games.
I think it's better than Skyrim's. Like the dialogue and everything.
No, yeah, I'm talking about your attacking, where you're shooting.
You said text.
I said attacks.
Oh,
I thought you said text.
I didn't say
text. Yeah, no, it sounded like.
I know the text is going to be there.
Well, I mean, you can also use like the vats,
vats. But for the most part, as long as you upgrade, if you're playing for 10 minutes, you haven't even upgraded to like level 10 yet.
I mean, I'm going to get more into the game, but I'm just saying from what it feels like, it's just like hopefully there is a story that goes because
well, you have to get into it to get into the story. You have to put yourself into the story. That's how it works. Well, you immerse yourself into said story.
It's kind of weird because they start you out as a child. You have your birthday,
mm-hmm.
and then you like go back to sleep. Time like fast forwards, you get up, you go and meet one of your friends. She's getting picked on by some other guys. Mm-hmm. You can do whatever, you know, make your choices there. And then you you guys go to the school and take the test. You do the assessment test, and then you go back and fall asleep. And then, like, fast forward where, you know, stuff is on fire, and I think your dad or...
Liam Neeson. Show some respect.
The black guy? The black dad?
Oh, you probably picked the black character. But the voice but the voice is Liam Neeson.
Of the doctor?
Your dad. Your dad in the game is Liam Neeson. Like he's the voice actor for that character.
I didn't even recognize that.
No, like that game has like five voice actors, and he's like the only one that's like worth like noting.
He does other voices in the game?
No. Like, it's a bunch of other people. That's why everyone sounds the same. Uh-huh. But yeah, he's like the only notable one.
Because it's like because you end up killing the master, I think, to get into his escape pod.
Something like that. Not an escape pod, but yeah, close enough, whatever. It's the gist. Sure, why not?
Because they were just like, you have to hack something. Like, you have to find the code to hack something, then if you get it wrong.
If you get it wrong three times, it locks up. But you can back out after two times and keep trying it. Like, if you look at highlights, and you can pick up segments of code and try clicking on it. Mm-hmm. If it works, it doesn't. But that's one of the skills. Like, if you picked up, like, your intelligence skill... You'd be better at computers. It'd be, like, really easy for you to hack into them. Or, like, they have, like, the lock-picking skill. Like, when you have to, like, you know, kind of like Skyrim, you're, like, you know, picking the locks and stuff like that.
Right.
Those are all skills you pick. Or, like, you know, and those all have to do with, like, conversation options. Like, if you're someone that murders everybody, and you're really tough, and you're, like, you're a badass, you can intimidate people. And they'll be like, oh, here, just take my money, or here, take my stuff. You don't have to kill them if you don't want to. Or you can just steal it from them and put a grenade in their pocket and watch them blow up later. It's really funny. Or you can have a lot of charisma and, like, just charm everybody and, like, just, like, oh, no, you want to give me the password to the door, don't you? And, like, oh, yeah, you got some big balls. I like it, yeah.
Well, I can see because this
That's
more...
what that test is for you to develop how you want to play your game.
Well, I can see this is more of a Western RPG. Design-wise, it's more of a, like Mass Effect. It's a Western RPG.
Yeah.
You know, Skyrim and Oblivion and stuff like that. It's like that first person... choose your own adventure, so you, you're kind of like custom making.
Yeah, it's like one of those Goosebumps books, you know?
Well, no, not Goosebumps.
Yeah, no, those Goosebumps books where it's like, do you open the door, turn page to 83, or don't open the door and turn page to 21.
Goosebumps is R.L. Stein.
Goosebumps had those too.
Goosebumps. Yeah, there was,
R.L. Stein.
Google that shit. Yeah, no, he had his own.
Yes, R.L. Stein didn't do no Choose Your Adventure.
Pull it up, Justin.
For Goosebumps.
Google the fuck out of that for.
Goosebumps was a set story.
Beeman, you
get your own adventure. It's already popping up.
Oh shit! Look at that. Yeah. Beeman, speak up on this this RPG nonsense because this fool doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, this game is like, have you even gotten a Megaton yet? It's like the first settlement you get to.
I just got up to the Upworld and then I cut it off because I had work like the next day.
All right, yeah.
So we saw sunlight for the first time ever, and that was it.
And because I took it out, and then I had to play because I had to play Earthbound. I had to play Earthbound.
You didn't have to. You chose to. You should play it like 20 years ago.
Because I was having a discussion at the end of the month with my video game group, and we was all playing Earthbound for the month of August. So that's why. That's why I didn't play most of more of Fallout. But now that I got time, I can play more of it.
Yes, play the absolute hell out of Fallout because it's probably one of the best like series really ever in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're always really well written. There's so much going on. There's so much open endedness to it that you can do it all kinds of different ways. I mean, yeah, it's well done.
Fallout 3.
Basically all of them, really. I have not played New Vegas. I shouldn't say that, but awesome. I definitely want to.
I tried New Vegas, but I really didn't like it.
Did you play 1 or 2?
I have, yes.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Okay.
And Tactics.
About. Okay.
I jumped on the bandwagon later. I didn't know about Fallout until it was on Xbox.
You loser, Justin. I'm sorry. Well, I think it's probably going to be me because of me playing a lot of JRPGs. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, because of Mass Effect, I guess I got the story. I got more of the story at the beginning, and I feel like Fallout doesn't do it like that way story wise.
Did Did you play Mass Effect 1, like, all
the way
through?
I played the whole trilogy.
Okay.
I beat the whole trilogy.
Well, because that makes a difference, you know, because, like...
Well, yeah. And I think that's why, because I played Mass Effect before I played Fallout. I played the whole Mass Effect trilogy. So I'm thinking that you leaving the bunker or the underground, that's the story that you're going to actually be started off of. And then it goes into something more.
Well, you're
more
starting
deeper.
Off that story for that character. There's a whole back like story. It's all one world, well, but each game you play is somebody different.
But when you think that when you left the bunker, that okay, now you know the people that's inside want revenge, want to capture you to bring you back. You would think that would be like
they don't give a shit.
That would be the story.
The whole idea of like Fallout though is like people are like more afraid to leave their vaults, yeah. So they don't. Yeah, I mean nobody leaves. Like you leaving is a big deal. Like that's basically the whole like thing is like your father leaves the vault and everyone's in a uproar. Like oh my god, he left the vault. What the hell? Like you know, it's basically the whole thing about it.
But when yeah. you think that prediction wise of the story that they were that they would want to get you back in the vault. Like, they would send people out to get you, to
nope.
capture you.
Nope,
absolutely not. No, people are scared to. Like, you leave, like, yeah, you leave the vault and him leave the vault. I mean, you leaving the vault is, like, considered to be, like, a last-minute desperate
but
plea
you
to
would,
save your life.
But you would make that prediction of a story. Of a person who's playing that, who's seen stuff like that, you predict that, oh, they're going to come out to go get them.
You know about Amish people?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, the Amish, when you hit, like, you know, post-adolescence, you get a chance to go out and explore the world and deal with all the sins of electricity and candy bars and all that kind of shit like that. The people who don't leave are they're afraid to. Mm-hmm. But you have, like, those random kid once in a while who's like, yeah, fuck this. I want to watch, you know, Jerry Springer. I want to go drive a car and they go do all this shit and everyone else is afraid to. That's how the vault works.
Just like, keep in mind, like... Their whole mentality, yeah, their whole mentality is like in 1950s, like, you know, Cold War, like, you know, if they think atomic bombs could drop at any time. Like, so when that finally happens, they're so, like, shit scared of it that, you know, they don't know what to do. So they just hide the vaults.
Because it feels like they've been brainwashed by the master. I think.
Exactly.
Do you think that's what they call them in the game? The
master. It's
the overseer.
The overseer, yeah. Yeah. And that has a lot to do with it, too.
I mean, like, they were just brought up that way. Like, the whole Vault Tech thing. All the weird stuff that they have, like if you look at like all the old like promos for the game when they first came out, like oh, join Vault Tech and your family will be happy. And they have like robots flying around and like people surviving nuclear blasts by like ducking under a desk and the nuke goes off like right next to them, like duck and cover. You know, like that old South Park episode where like the lava goes over the blanket. Like, that kind of thing.
Sound like BioShock in a way.
Yeah, kind of.
What was about the egg? Do they kill the overseer in the tutorial, right? Don't they kill him?
Yeah, in three you can. It's an option because that's the girl, like the little girl chick that you like befriend. That's her father. And then in is it two or one? Once you beat the game, you return to your vault after your you know massive adventure trying to find a part to fix the vault, and you actually end up killing him at the end.
Yeah, that's the first one.
Yeah, he's like you can't come back in. You've been out in the waste too long. Like. You're not a vault type person anymore. Like you're too exposed to society now.
Because the second one, you play as like the ancestors of that guy, basically.
Yeah.
Now it's that survivors of a nuclear explosion or some kind of explosion, correct?
Worldwide nuclear war.
Okay.
Everywhere gets nuked.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're at war with like China and I think one other country.
But how are there still survivors that were able to get underneath underground and build what they built?
No, those are built beforehand. Vault Tech. Keep your family safe.
So they built them
ahead of time.
There was still a civilization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then explosion came. Because I would think that like majority of humanity would be like destroyed.
Oh, no, a lot of people are. And then that's where you get a lot of like the ghouls and the mutants and stuff like that. But like if you watch like a perfect example... The little gameplay trailer for Fallout 4, you see it, like the guy come up and he's like, oh, you know, have you signed up for your Vault Tech Vault, blah blah blah, and like he talks to, like you know the main character guy, and then you hear like the robot come in and talks about like all bombs going off, and then like, the family runs down like the little neighborhood, then run to the vault and you see the bomb go off, and then 200 years later, whatever the time frame is in Fallout 4, you see him coming out of the vault, and it's like a wasteland because they went down into the vault. Those were already pre-built. And Vault-Tec predetermined how each vault was going to work. That's why I have all those weird fucked up experiments with, like, you know, 99 women and one guy and vice versa. And, like, all the cloning stuff that Justin and I were talking about earlier.
It's
dude,
just,
this is going to give me a seizure, I swear to God.
See,
anyway.
It's weird with the nuke, with a nuke, you would think that...
If you're underground, you're okay. They planted out a bunch of lead inside of a mountain, you're good to go.
No, I mean, you would think that everything on the surface would be disintegrated.
Yeah, but you give it 200 years, shit grows back.
But not metal. Not like cars. And
we talked about this on our podcast. Okay, not everything when a nuke goes off is completely disincinerated.
What's so they can go back to that?
Yeah,
podcast?
Actually, yeah. What was that? Because we had a whole discussion about this. I explained about how nuclear.
If you check on Optional Opinion, me and Jonathan do talk about the Fallout series.
Is there a number that they should check in?
It's not a number. It just says Optional Opinion, and it just says Fallout.
Okay.
Yeah.
We talked for like 2 hours about this shit. Like, apparently this guy doesn't know how physics works.
Well, Brian, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, right.
No, you know, it's because, yeah, as you're playing the game, it makes sense. I mean, because basically stuff is decimated. So, I mean, you can kind of tell like where bombs hit and, you know, you'll see like overturned trucks that got pushed by like the blasts. I mean, very few buildings still like are really still hanging around.
There's areas that are more irradiated than others because they're closer to the blast.
I just thought that that stuff would, when the nuclear bomb went off and the exploded, stuff would just like disintegrated, like it would like melt or vanish.
If you play more than 10 minutes of this game, you can explore the landscape and see how fucked up everything is.
But you've only
been in the vault for like 5 minutes
like,
and saw sunlight.
You know what? It looks like. Like nothing really happened. Like what?
Oh my god!
No, if you look at Fallout 4 at the trailer, you look like you look at that and be just be like, okay,
but
if there was
4
such
is a little bit more longer into the game.
But if it's
the same premise that there's a nuclear bomb that went off, and you look at the stuff that's all there, like. Like buildings and stuff, when you like houses and stuff are still there. So why didn't that really blow up?
Right now,
why
pull up your laptop and Google like images of Hiroshima and stuff. There's still buildings.
There's still stuff there.
Yeah, there's still buildings.
Actually, at Ground Zero, there's more trees and shit.
It's
like 60 years in, I think, something like that.
No, I think 3 is 200 years in.
Is that 200 years in?
Yeah.
I thought it was a little earlier than that because I thought 4 was like the farthest one out. Because I think that's why, like, there's a little more civilization, there's a little more color coming back to the world, stuff like that.
Well, I think it's just the area.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
There weren't, like, major targets in that area, so I don't think it's as heavily affected.
And, you know, and 3 did take place in D.C., so, yeah, I mean, it's, of course, that's going to be probably the most messed up area.
That's everyone's target.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the images of Fallout 4, like, the artwork and stuff.
It's more colorful, so,
look,
I mean, yeah, it does really
no
has a lot
on
more.
Trees?
Yeah, but
everything's all busted and shit.
Okay, but yeah, I'm like, but if there's no leaves on trees, wouldn't there even happening. There shouldn't be even be no trees?
No, because if you're far enough away, then just the radiation, like acid rain, radiation would just kill the leaves. Unless it's right in the blast radius, like the bomb hit right here, that shit would be gone. But it wasn't right there. This is just fallout.
I think it's a 200.
Hence the name Fallout, which is just radiation damage. They actually just posted something on a fucking Love Science. They were showing a video of uranium, like, depleting, not depleting, I can't think of the word for it. You know, when it expels radiation.
We have uranium underneath this house.
Yeah, no, but they actually, like, show a video of, like, you can see it, like, shooting out. Like, it's some kind of, like, cloud machine or something like that. Mm-hmm. There's, like, weird chemicals in there. But they have put a piece of depleted uranium, and you can see it, like, depleting. And you can see all, like, the radiation just shooting out of it, like, crazy arcs and, like, big bunches and stuff like that. It's that kind of effect.
Yeah, because, see, it's just...
Yeah, that's fucked up. Would you live there?
But all...
That makes Waukegan look good.
But I wonder, I'm like, wouldn't that all be destroyed?
Not unless a bomb hit right there. If it was 30 miles away, this would just be, like, a little toasty and just irradiated and shitty. That's it. Which we talked about already on the... Oh, I'm going
to
hit you with my chaos. Swear to God.
Look,
thank you.
To move on.
Yes.
So we don't kill each other in this discussion.
This could go on for hours. It took us 2 hours to go on about this conversation.
Saying three of us really enjoy Fallout, while one, Ed, with the lack of
it's just ignorant,
does not. So I would say play Fallout. I'm playing Fallout New Vegas, so you know that's where I'm started off at. And I enjoyed the game.
Dude, do the survivor mode.
Survivor mode? Isn't that where you don't eat that much and you don't drink that much? And
no, you have to or you die.
Well, you gotta save, right?
No, you have to eat, you have to drink, okay. You have to sleep, you have to, like, heal your wounds, and they don't heal immediately. Like, you can't just be like, oh, two stim packs, my health is back. It's like, I took one, and, like, an hour later, you get better. But if you keep getting fucked up, you die. It's hard. Like, you have to craft, like, food, like, to hunt stuff and everything.
That sounds cool.
It's way more immersive. It's awesome because, like, you can, like, be out too long, and it's like, oh, radiation, I can't get rid of my radiation poisoning because I'm poor. Or I haven't found food in forever, and I'm starving to death, and you will die. It's awesome that way. I have to pee.
Go ahead. You go ahead and pee.
Right here or upstairs?
Upstairs.
Boring. You know what, Ryan? Maybe because I'm trying to think about it like in a logical sense instead of a video game sense.
You know what? Yeah, as you get on with it, I mean, you're going to see it's like I said, some areas are more decimated than others. I mean, not everything gets vaporized, but it makes sense. I mean, play more. We should just have like a whole nother like show just based all around Fallout.
Oh,
and
they already did a 2-hour show.
Well, we need another one. We need like six of them.
And you know what? And like I said, I do want to play because there's a lot of people who are looking out forward to Fallout 4. November 4th, I think, is the release date in this year. Really, for me, with Fallout 4, it's just like I kind of want to tighten up the graphics because it just doesn't look graphically impressive to me. But I do want to play it on Xbox One. I guess it's just like there's a logical sense that I'm probably just thinking way too much, and I just wonder. I'm like, that doesn't make sense. I'm like, only reason because I think if you watch a lot of sci-fi movies and stuff like that that deal with the atomic bomb, there's so much area that it covers that will get destroyed. Like,
I don't know. I feel like I'm watching a movie.
But when you think that's
the problem. I feel
I'm probably thinking about it too logically. Instead of thinking it as a video game, I'm thinking of just like, okay, that doesn't make sense because of this, and you're trying to add real life silence.
Pokemon
gives you the basic premise. They give you the story of Pokemon. They give you the story of Batman. But the thing with Fallout is that you're using an atomic bomb, because that's science, that's real life science. When it drops down, when it eradicates so much stuff,
a 100-mile radius of most atomic bombs that get destroyed.
Well,
everything else is the fallout of that, of the radiation expanding and going across.
So where do the people who don't get affected? Where is this vault at?
Well, there's a ton of different vaults. I mean, there's basically vaults all over the country. Yeah. So I mean, and then some people were able to, like, you know, duck in like caves and stuff like that.
So
and,
do they do like a flashback part where they announce that people need to head to the vault because the atomic bomb is coming, or it just happens and there's just people in the vault? Like, there's no explanation.
The Fallout 4 is basically the first one where they actually like touched upon, you know, the bombs actually dropping. Like, all the rest of them, like, you're basically, you know, you've been in the vault, you were born in the vault, the vault is all you know, basically.
Yeah, with three, yeah.
Yeah, so, but, I mean, you do meet people that, you know, were, you know, they were able to get down to, like, a basement or something and you know, basically just kind of survived it out for a while. I mean, there's, you know, like I said, a bunch of different vaults, a bunch of different, like, you know, the Brotherhood of Steel had their own thing going, I think.
Because I wonder, wouldn't one of the vaults also be affected if an atomic bomb landed on it? Or is the vault so way deep in the earth that
basically,
that's the,
yeah.
That's the thing about, see, and that's why, and that's the thing about it. I'm thinking about it too logically instead of a video game.
There's vaults that exist that do not have radiation that go through them. They have lead. They have all sorts of layers.
That I'm saying that's in the earth. That's underground.
Yeah, I mean, they're deep in the, like, mountains and stuff like that. I mean, it's, you know, they prepare for that. And really, like, you know, a nuclear bomb basically, it detonates, like, on top of the ground. So if you're basically underground, you're basically going to be okay, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's kind of what the premise that they're going on is, that if you're underground, you're good. You're look, probably not going to
This die. Is how I go about movies some days. Like this is how I go. I do movies, too. But see, that's the way that I'm thinking, and it's like I said, it's mostly me. I think when it comes to story in video games, is that I kind of wanted you to give me a hint of what the story is going to be about.
It
doesn't, and that's the thing with that's. And,
all right, Ed, if you actually play more than 10 minutes of the game,
and
it'll
I am.
Give you a lot of story.
And I am, and
but
that's
you got the story. Once you start the game, it's like something happened, a fallout happened, and you're a survivor trying to survive in the fallout. That's it.
Yeah, basically, when three starts, there's so many like blanks that need to be filled that you don't really know all of what's going on. Like, you know, where'd your dad go? You know, why would he leave me there? Like, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, exactly, but. You got to play more to like really kind of see what's going on. So I mean, yeah, and
so you can't make assumptions. So shush.
And I will
shush.
I'm not.
Yeah,
going to
yeah.
A critic of video
and,
games.
And you know, once you get farther,
you,
yeah, it's...
I'm a critic about a lot of stuff. A lot of people give me hell about being so critical about
you.
A lot of
it.
Stuff. But it's just like there's just
play more games.
Well,
that's
I mean,
it.
In general, for me personally, when it comes to being a critic, there's just some stuff that doesn't make sense. Because
you
and
haven't
people,
got into it, so you,
and
you,
I'm not
you
talking,
can't,
but
can't
I'm not even
opinion.
Talking about,
you
I'm
can't.
Not even talking about Fallout. I'm talking about stuff in general, in the media, in entertainment. There's just some things that I'm just like that doesn't make sense because you didn't give me no explanations. You just allowed that stuff to happen. That's
but
what
you
I'm
know
just
what?
Saying.
I'm, you know, in all honesty, I'm kind of the same way, but like Fallout's one of those games that it's so good that you know,
you can
you're,
overlook it.
If there's, yeah, it's just like I'm just so lost in this game right now. I love it. It's,
and that's,
yeah, it's
and you know, and that's cool, and it's very weird.
But it, no, it gives you the
no,
cookie
no.
Crumbs.
Let me tell
you,
it's
it
first, it's
though.
Very weird. When it comes to wrestling game role playing games like that, people a lot
a
of
wrestling
people,
game is a role playing game
wrestling. Western.
You said wrestling the first time. You said wrestling.
Games made in the West. Games made here in America. Those kind of style of games, like Mass Effect and by and you know that kind of shooter adventure.
Final Fantasy makes way more sense.
The thing about it is I'm about to tell you there's a big divide about that. People who don't like JRPGs who love Skyrim and stuff would never touch a JRPG. People who do like JRPGs they might end up touching a RPG like Fallout because it's a role playing game.
We were talking
game.
About that one game that I had that was, I can't remember what the fuck it was called. It was 4 discs, it was for PlayStation, it had to do with dragons and shit.
Legend of Dragoon?
No. It was something different. One. But anyway, like that story made no sense. I loved it. I played the whole fucking game. It took me forever because that game was so damn long. It took forever. So that's not like a good, you know, like a. Common denominator for like you know judging someone on that basis because you know it's just if you can get into the story they have a good story like Final Fantasy like wasn't a huge fan of Final Fantasy games. I've played a bunch of them, not a big fan of them just because I'm always confused about what's going on. Like actually I came home today from the grocery store and my dad was watching on Crackle Final Fantasy VII like the
Advent Children
I had no idea what was going on.
Oh, no one doesn't know.
Yeah, no.
But
it's
like,
beautiful. It's beautiful fights. That's all it is.
Yeah, but Fallout, you can follow what's going on
as
you play it. Final Fantasy, you just jump into it. You're like, oh wait, who's the mother? What's this? What's going on? Like, I don't get.
But that because that comes...
didn't that one girl die with the pink dress? Like the like that blonde haired cloud guy drowned
becomes,
her for no reason.
That becomes
that kind of shit. Like yeah, no. That,
but see, that becomes
weird.
Choose your own story versus linear story. Final Fantasy VII is not
I'm saying that whole series. There was not a linear story to that. Like
yes, it is.
No, there's
Final Fantasy IV was very linear. But I mean, yeah, it's
no,
it's,
but if you link all the games together,
but see the thing about it, but the thing about what Fallout 4 is that you don't hit story that connects. It's story. It's an intro, and
you don't know yet.
It's an intro, but it breaks for you to do whatever.
No. It'll come out until November 10th or 11th.
Oh, that's right. The 4th. No, I'm using Fallout 3 for example. Or like you do the tutorial.
He's just
like,
making up stuff.
You do the tutorial and then you get into the world. You can explore and do whatever you want to.
Yeah.
In Final Fantasy games, you have to follow point by point.
That's
you
boring. That's boring.
You can do side quests, but you're in the middle of getting to the next part. In Fallout, you don't know where to go. You can go anywhere.
No. Like they directed, like if you want to, you can just play just the main quest and that's it.
Right, but they don't.
Or you
say,
can do branch off and do whatever the fuck you want to.
You still gotta beat the game.
But see, they don't have you go to a town. There's a whole bunch of people there. You can take their side quests,
whatever you want to. You just don't know because you haven't gotten into the game.
Seriously, you do all this.
You just did the tutorial.
But when you get out, you can explore wherever you want to. No, Justin, sit down. No, but I don't know, Ryan. If you're trying, I'm giving the impression of what I'm trying to say. You know, if you play like Final Fantasy VII, it's like point by point by point. It's a story that's driving, moving along the game.
You want
along.
Someone to hold your hand and tell you what to do because you're a little baby and you can't make your own choices.
Well, I'm talking about, but it gives you a linear. It gives you a story
Has a linear story too, but you choose to follow that or do whatever you want. Which what makes it more fun because you can choose to follow the main quest, you can do your side quest, or you can just dick around for 50 hours doing whatever the fuck you want to because you can.
Right,
which makes it more fun than Final Fantasy.
But see, in an RPG and in a JRPG, you don't get that if you're stuck to a story that you got to make progress.
Because you're communists, okay?
I'm not communist.
Not you. I'm saying JRPGs are communists. We're never going to talk about movies, are we?
No, we're gonna get there.
Yeah, but that's all. But that's all I'm saying.
I wanted to put Fallout in, but it's not gonna. It's not gonna matter. But it's pretty linear. You have a great interface to go with your maps, to go with everything, to set waypoints, to remind.
But
you
I'm talking about.
Have.
I'm talking about story. I'm
it
talking
is.
About.
That's what he's talking about. That's
it
what
has
he's saying.
All of that, and then when you go into each vault, or if you're doing computer, like a lot of them have you do computer stuff, unlocking stuff, and you're finding bits and pieces of the story as you're going along.
So it's piece fetching.
You had,
and like, not all of it even matters. Not all some of the story stuff you find.
Like the story of Fallout New Vegas is your courier that got shot and a doctor.
Is that one New Vegas or?
Yep.
Yeah,
that's
just,
New Vegas.
I just want to just show you a little bit real quick. You go ahead, you get shot and you're trying to find out why you got shot, and it turns out that's a bigger plan that you're involved in. You're a courier with a secret package, and that's what happened.
Actually, in Fallout New Vegas, when you get towards the end, or actually kind of like halfway through,
I'm already towards the end. Right
there's
now.
A bunch of different factions. And you can take sides to help one out or the other, or you can help a different group out and help out several ones in one town. You can add, you know, power to a whole area, or you can just nuke, you know, not nuke, but like use like a solar generated laser beam thing to destroy part of an army. And that's all up to you. And it's all part of the story, and the whole game plays out differently depending on what you choose to do. There's even, like, depending on how you play the game, you can get a Planet of the Apes ending. Where you get the two statues. Yeah. The ones where the
really? New Vegas?
Yeah, New Vegas. At the very... I can't think of the name of the town. Where there's, like, the two big statues, like the NCR guys, like, shaking hands.
Oh, no, that's, Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. If you play the game a certain way, you can have it where you nuke the entire area. And, like, the end credits has, Oh, that's with the expansions. I don't think you could do the expansions.
But I know exactly what you're talking about.
But yeah, no, like you can show up at the two statues, and they're half buried in the sand. And they're like, damn them! Damn them all to hell! And it's like, you know, Planet of the Apes ending, if you want.
That is amazing.
Yeah, bottom left.
Yep.
There you go. Yep, that's it.
The Mojave Station.
Yep.
But see, you're choosing all of that. We're in
front. No. But I'm talking about story, but you're choosing all that. But I'm saying
it just doesn't follow straight along like a role playing game.
You can play it that way. It gives you the option you to not to if you don't want to.
In order to do certain things, you still have to a part of the major story. You still have
right.
To
play. Yeah, but it doesn't flow through. Like if we put in Final Fantasy VII, you see that the story is just going on. We're playing a linear story,
and that's boring. We're not stopping
and exploring all the worlds in Final Fantasy after the story.
Actually, if you're playing Final Fantasy and you want to like go back and grind a little bit, you can do that, right?
Yeah, but half of the story
isn't
is already
Final
done.
Final Fantasies like that? Isn't that open world in newer Final Fantasies?
Mm-hmm. No, it's all linear.
I thought it was open world.
Nope, then. Not Final Fantasy 13.
The newest one's coming out. That's open world.
Final Fantasy 15? The newer ones open world or bit open world at all?
No, because the other ones, the Final Fantasy 11 and 14, Realm Reborn, those are MMOs. So that's why.
Maybe, okay.
But like 13 and...
I feel we're like Fox News right now.
Yeah. We're just
let's table the discussion and let me play more Fallout 3.
And everything that you're saying,
you were supposed to like a month and a half ago, asshole.
But I got stuck playing Earthbound.
No, you didn't get stuck. Earthbound. You chose to. No. You played open world life, and you chose.
I had to have Earthbound done by the end of August because I was doing a video discussion with three other people.
We
was recording it as a podcast. I had to have that.
You were supposed to have three done by the time 4 came out. So we could discuss four when four came out.
I had to buy Xbox One to actually play 4.
That's true.
You still have time to play 3 until you get an Xbox One.
All right. And plus, I got a whole bunch of Nintendo games.
Moving on. Any other video game news and updates? Ryan, do you have any video game news or updates you want to throw out there?
No, just besides Fallout, I'm just waiting for Kingdom Hearts 3 whenever that one comes up. But that's about it.
I've never played Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, you're missing out.
It was the Mickey Mouse thing that threw me off.
You're not missing much. Trust me.
It sounds dorky as hell, but really, I mean, it's a fantastic game. It is a lot of fun to play. I mean, one is hard as hell. If O'Hagan was here, he'd vouch for me because he's the one who actually got me started on all this.
So from what I've seen of it, gameplay wise and stuff like that, it kind of reminded me of Chrono Trigger and Chrono Cross. Am I right in that assumption? Or
no, it's more like Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, more Zelda.
It's locked on action RPG.
But it's just one character.
You play as Sora, but the computer does Goofy and Daffy. Not Daffy, Donald.
See, I don't want those in my party.
They're always with you. They're the whole thing. You don't get with Mickey because he's doing something else.
Mickey's kind of a secret. If you're getting completely just destroyed, every once in a while, Mickey will come out and help you out. And then, of course, Mickey is basically Yoda when he finally whipped out his lightsaber. he just kicks all sorts of ass. It's pretty amazing.
The whole thing about Kingdom Hearts is all convoluted because there's more side games than there is the main games. And there's 6,000 prequels before 1 happens, before 2 happens. And it's just really, you have to go, you did a prequel to a prequel before the first game even started. That doesn't make no sense. And then one of the middle part, there's 2 middle parts before Kingdom Hearts 2 to even start, and none of that actually is to me personally, none of that connects to what Kingdom Hearts 2 is.
If you're going to play it, what you need to play is Birth by Sleep 1, 2, and then 3, basically, when that one ever comes out. Because, I mean, the other ones are, kind of goofy side stories. It's, if you want a little bit more, what's kind of going on, personality-wise, between some of the characters. Because, it's a pretty complicated storyline. I mean, I think I'm probably one of the, maybe 20 people in the entire world that actually knows what the hell's going on at any given time. But, I mean, yeah.
Because I'm sorry, Ryan. 2 storyline was garbage. Just completely and utterly garbage. garbage. That organized garbage. That organization 13 mess was just thrown in, and I was just like, really, this doesn't.
See,
that one.
Okay,
doesn't.
Okay.
Gameplay,
I used to think
gameplay,
that.
Gameplay wise, I love the double keyblades. I love that. They improved on the gameplay.
Oh yeah.
Story wise, yeah. That thing was just straight in the garbage. Just
you
like,
know, actually, okay. Well, here's the. Have you played Birth by Sleep?
I have 2.5.
Bingo.
HD.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, because, yeah, it's, you know, because at first I felt it was, like, really super, like, thrown in there. Like, I played it on PS2 way back when, and I'm like, what the hell's going on in this whole story? But, yeah, then I played through all of 2.5, and, you know, of course, I did a little research online and stuff, too, but I'm like, okay, things are starting to make sense now. I mean, yeah, it's a little thrown in, but I think as the story progresses, it starts making sense, because now you kind of have a better idea what's going to be going on in 3.
Uh-huh.
Because I mean, they have a whole thing where it's like, you know, you need like 13 dark characters basically, and then like 7 light characters. So now it's kind of like a, you know, if you screwed up Organization 13 with the 3 dark characters, now they have to rebuild, and you still have to find like, I think like 2 or 3 more characters to fill out your ranks basically in the light side.
Yeah,
It's weird. I mean, you know, but it feels like a really good combination between like Disney and Square Enix.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it's kind of interesting. It's kind of almost like a more kiddie storyline, I want to say, but I mean, I still really enjoyed it. I still think it was really good. It's, you know, it's probably one of the better ones I've played, really.
Justin?
there's really no other video game updates for me. Like I said, I'm just playing Fallout. I finished Saints Row the 4th this year, which was fun. It got repetitive very quickly compared to the third one.
The third one's
I
good.
I enjoyed the third the most. Yeah,
yeah.
I had the most fun in the third.
These hoes ain't real hoes.
So, fourth one was fun, where you got to do different things, but it just was lame, because after a while, it's like, oh, this doesn't even matter anymore, because I'm in a cyber world. I think I beat Fable 2 earlier this year, or towards the end of last year. And I'm really not up to date on any new games that are coming out.
Well, don't play 3.
Don't play 3. I'm done with Fable. It's boring.
They announced
it's the same thing. It's just
they announced for the season pass for Fallout 4, but didn't tell what it is. So a lot of people are getting mad that all these companies are doing these announcements for season passes and not telling nobody. Square Enix actually had to cancel their Deus Ex pre-order thing. And what that was is if you get Deus Ex or whatever, when there was a certain amount of pre-orders that you get, you could pick whatever the rewards was. Where they end, because they was, I don't think they didn't get a lot of pre-orders, they ended up canceling it.
Well, see, with the Fallout thing though, with the season pass, like they've always come out with tons of download content. The patches are all free, and then with the season pass, you get first access to all the player mods.
But see, the thing about it is, they're just saying they only announced the season pass, don't tell you what you're getting at
because
all.
They don't know what you're getting yet.
Right, but they
they're
want you to pay. But they want you to pay $40. That's the thing where people are getting mad.
Yeah, because yeah, you pay $40 ahead of time,
but you already paid $60, and you don't know what you're getting.
But then. Say they come out with like some giant expansion, because they always come out with big expansions, except for like Hearthfire. Don't count
sometimes
that.
When they
or
do,
like horse armor.
Right,
but that was a long
time
ago.
Right. Sometimes when they do that, they don't include that in the season pass.
No,
that's something completely
different. They were saying that everything they come out with is included in the season pass.
Not in this one.
Yeah. In Fallout 4? Yeah.
No, they haven't. They announced it, but they don't.
Because they don't know what they're giving you yet. But
right.
It's all included.
But why would you blindly buy a season pass and you not knowing what you're getting?
Because
they did that with Arkham Knight.
That doesn't count.
Right, but the thing about
it's a different company.
That's what everybody's getting mad at.
I'm talking about the company that's doing it.
Warner Brothers? No,
I'm talking about Warner Brothers.
Right,
I'm talking about Bethesda.
Right, the thing about
Obsidian.
They
always come up with a ton of DLC.
Right, but they're not announcing what that season
because
pass
they don't
is.
Know what it is yet, because they haven't
done
it.
So why would you pay almost $100 for some content that you don't know what you're getting?
Because you're probably going to download it anyway. It's probably gonna have to do with all like the.
But then if you're paying $40, they could give you a 1.5-hour kind of mission and then some skins, and that's it. Because that's what they did with Arkham Knight. They gave people
different
got,
company, different company.
That's, but that's the thing about it. They you people pay $40 for some skins.
When a company has a good record of like good DLC,
mm-hmm.
with the exception of Horse Armor for Oblivion, I'll give them that. That was shit. They've always come out with tons of good stuff or expansions. And back in the day, you used to go out and buy a disc that cost even more. Now you can just download it on your console.
But
with Fallout 4, they have the mod option, which you can't do on the Xbox or PS4 as of yet.
That has nothing to do with the season pass.
Yes, it does.
Not with the DLC. The thing about it, Jonathan. When they gave you the season pass, they said everything that you're going to get. When they're doing season passes now, is they only announcing, oh, Fallout 4 has a season pass. No information.
Okay,
nothing.
So you know how they market that? You buy the season pass for $40.
Right.
But then they come out and say four DLCs that are $15 a piece.
But the thing about it is, why can't you tell me that I was getting that information at the time?
Because they don't know what they're giving you yet.
But see, that's the problem.
But they're going to jack up the price, because if you don't buy the season pass, where they don't make the money right away, they're going to charge you more because, oh yeah, I really want to get that.
Right.
Or I can upgrade my community more.
People will buy the season pass if they knew what they were getting. You're not going to blindly buy something.
No, people buy underwhelming shit all the time.
Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah,
no, but they announce what you're getting in that season pass.
I'm
going to
buy the season pass.
Right.
Because I know I'm going to save money in the long run.
But the thing
about
it is,
I'm going to download all that bullshit later.
But the thing about it is, when you want to know at that time what you're buying, are you blindly going to give a company $40 that might not give you enough content, that might not give you enough content, and you pay close to $100?
All right, so you buy a brand new game for $60 because the previews look cool, and you saw a couple of screenshots that was awesome, and you don't know what you're fucking getting. Like GTA 4, I was disappointed with.
Yeah.
I played all the way through. I paid $65 for it. I didn't buy a season pass, but I paid $65 for it.
Grand Theft Auto. Only reason why Grand Theft Auto makes money is because of name alone. Grand Theft Auto makes money because of what name alone. They know what they're going
to offer, not just name, but what they offer.
Just name because they know what they could do in the game. Yeah, what they offer sometimes. If you look at Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah, I'm
gonna
get too much
into
it. This is never end. But I'm just saying that with the season pass that people are getting mad is that you're announcing something. People want to know what they're getting because they got robbed with aliens.
Do you ever buy a McRib?
Yes, I did.
Do you know what's in it?
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
What the fuck is a McRib made out of?
Barbecue sauce and meat.
What kind of meat? It's pickles, onions, and like that thing you got like in the fourth grade in the school lunch because you were poor and you couldn't buy your own lunch.
Yeah.
Your mom couldn't buy you Lunchables, so you got like a little press thing. Yeah. That's like DLC. You get that prepaid lunch card because you're poor. I got those when I was a kid, so I had school lunch every day. That was a season pass.
My mom worked at Abbott, so I had lunch money, so I was able to pay for
lunch. Well, I'm sorry, I'm white trash, right? I got the school lunch season pass. I never knew what I was getting. Perfect example.
I've ever heard for a season
I can just see Ryan
life.
Falling out his chair right now, dying.
End the scene.
Movies. Summer movies.
Yeah,
we should talk about those
done.
Now.
Yeah, just get that out of the way.
Segue like a motherfucker, because this has been going on forever.
I love everyone. I love you, Jonathan. I love you, Ryan.
I
love
you,
Jonathan.
Too,
right? Let's just do this. All right, this is it. Final segment right off the bat. Age of Ultron, it started the summer movie thing, and I have to say, although I enjoyed it, it did not live up to the first movie at all.
It was more hilarious. It was more funny.
See, I didn't think it was that funny. I thought Ant-Man was good. Guardians of the Galaxy, like, I thought those were funny.
Right.
And Guardians had an awesome soundtrack, but that's a whole different thing. But no, Age of Ultron, like, they tried to, like, fit too much shit in.
Yeah.
To segue to other movies.
That's why I felt it, too.
And it was just like, And I was actually really pissed off with the whole Scarlet Witch Quicksilver thing.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was pretty shitty, yeah. Exactly that was terrible.
Go ahead, explain that.
I know they tie into the story, but they didn't segue them at all. Like, there was that one, like, little,
Oh, towards the last one, where they had, like, an end scene credit with them.
Was it Captain...
Where it made sense, but, like, it just popped them in, and they're like, oh, here you go, blah, blah, blah. And everyone, like, just kind of, like, knew who they were, and it was just like this normal
because,
thing.
Wasn't it because of Captain America, Winter Soldier?
Well, he ended up finding some information on them through.
Right,
the
because they didn't show him
finding information. They just have him in the end credit scene where you see them like the two in the cages.
Right, at the end of Captain America.
It's just like, oh, these are two new characters. Blop, oh, and we're going to kill one, so here you go. Blop, yeah. Blop, blop. And it's like,
I actually think they're going to kill Hawkeye, and they ended up killing Quicksilver. Instead.
Well, no, they shouldn't have killed Hawkeye because during Civil
War.
That
was so funny.
Him and. What the fuck is her name? Black Widow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have a whole thing going on during the Civil War because, you know, they were kind of like buddy-buddy.
Yeah.
But then, like, in the comic books, like, I think there's, like, one, I don't remember which branch off in the series it was, but there's one where she's, like, in the hospital, and, like, there's a picture of her, like, in a hospital bed, and both of her hands are arrowed to the back of it and stuff. Because he, like, he busts in and he's like, pew, pew, like, he's gonna kill her and shit. And that's during the Civil War.
Huh.
Yeah. So like
Civil War is gonna be interesting when it comes up.
Yeah, and like I don't know how they're gonna throw Spider-Man into that either.
Yeah, it's all weird. We've got Spider-Man.
Yeah, and I think Doctor Strange might be in it too.
Might be.
Yeah,
which they hint into Ant-Man, which we'll talk more later on.
And then you also have what's that guy's name? The one guy who's all fucked up during Winter Soldier. Crossbones.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like they had, like so like they gave him like a little bit of an intro in a movie.
In a movie, yeah.
Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver, it was just like, oh, here you go. They're kind of.
And then they just threw in Ultron all of a sudden. It's just like, oh, here we are. And like, I agree.
Yeah.
They just kind of were like throwing in there.
Yeah, no, I don't like the way this.
I did enjoy this Quicksilver.
No.
More than the Days of Future Past.
No, I liked him way better.
Everybody liked the one, Days of Future.
This guy better. I don't know why. I liked them equally what they did, but I think probably because they did more with them in the movie than they did in Days of Future Past.
When does the next X-Men movie come out?
Next year, I believe.
Okay.
So, and I'm half-half on that.
Mm. I wasn't a big fan of Days of Future Past.
I watched it, and eventually I was like, eh. You know who doesn't do it for me? The Mystique. Her character just doesn't do it for me. It's just something about it.
Everyone
else is kind of cool, but just some of the aspects is weird.
What kind of annoyed me, too, is in the comic book storyline, Kitty Pryde dies because Rogue kills Kitty Pryde. While they're doing that whole time travel thing, because she's dying and she just absorbs her to death, like she did with Miss Marvel, basically.
Okay.
Miss Marvel didn't die, but that's where she, I thought, broke, you know, got the strength and the flight and all that shit. She basically just sucked her into a mummy. Well, Kitty Pryde is dying, so she just kills her and absorbs her power so she can keep sending Logan back in time. And there's a scene in the movie when Magneto's, like, falling down, like, when the Sentinels are attacking, and you see Rogue, like, off to the side to sit there, but she's not, like, in the movie at all. It's not the full body. It's, like, half of her body. Like, she's just sitting there, like, to the side. You see, like, Magneto just like, bro, Sentinels are attacking. And she's just like, oh, yeah, I'm in the movie.
Yeah, because she
But
was,
not really.
She was taken out of it. You have to get the DVD to get whatever
shit
was.
That annoyed me, too. It's like, that should have been part of the story. That would have made it better.
Yeah.
You know, like, to have, like, you know, like, more of the future people dying, but have, like, for
a
purpose.
I always felt with Bryan Singer's movies, and they just never feel like X-Men yet.
Mm.
Their powers didn't feel like they could be good. And I just never felt like they were put to good use.
They overpower Magneto, though. Not in the sense, because, I mean, like, he's very powerful.
Yeah.
But compared to everybody else in the movies, he's, like, the most powerful mutant when, like...
Yeah, for right now he is.
He's not, though. He's not.
What you gotta say, Ryan?
And he looks stupid as fuck in all the screenshots I've seen. Apocalypse is
so good.
Yeah, I'll say that.
He's all tiny and just...
He probably should have been in our movie earlier about Apocalypse screenshots.
Well, what did you have to say, Ryan?
Yeah, go ahead, Ryan.
I try to remember. Oh, yeah. So I was going to say, because, you know, it almost seems like, going back to the whole, like, Quicksilver's, like, Scarlet Witch thing, like, it seemed like, because, you know, I think Marvel Studios and, like, Sony now, it's almost kind of like a little, like, you know, behind the scenes, like, battle going on, like, you know, who can we get from the other one before the other one can use them sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I think it was almost kind of like one of those, because, you know, essentially, you know, they were, you know, they're Magneto's kids, basically.
Yeah.
Right? So if I remember correctly, so...
Yeah.
You know, so they got to grab them up, throw them in, the, you know, Marvel Studios before, you know, Sony can use them.
Yeah,
so I don't know. I think it kind of almost sours a lot of the movies a little bit for me, at least. It's just like a mixed up storylines almost.
Yeah.
Or like with like the new like Superman versus Batman thing.
Oh, I'm actually excited for that.
Yeah. I want to see that.
No, see, like, I think it's going to suck.
No.
Yeah, no, I really do.
It'd be awesome.
Because if they had done, I mean, I know they've done a billion Batman movies already. But in this, like, new universe, if they came out with a Batman origin movie for these movies that coincided with the Superman one, because you do see like Wayne Enterprises and Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
Fuck off with that kid, that stupid fucking...
Oh, yeah, he's supposed to be Lex Luthor.
Yeah, oh, I hated that thing. Anyway, but you see like LexCorp and you see like, you know, you see like Wayne Enterprises, and they even destroy like a Wayne Enterprise building.
Yeah.
Which they also show like in the new movie.
Yeah, that's where but, Batman's involved.
But there's no mention of Batman. Batman isn't around for like the world being destroyed. Nothing's going on. He just pops up out of nowhere. He's like, oh, you blew up my building. Because from what I've seen from the previews, oh, you blew up my building. I saved a little girl. Superman doesn't belong on this earth. I'm going to kill him all of a sudden. It's just like, hey, gee, where'd Batman come from?
And that storyline specifically. From what I understand, Batman's old in this, and he retired for a bit because if you notice in the scene, he looks at a Robin suit every now and then. So I'm assuming...
Well, he looks at that one suit, Batman one too, where it's all spray painted on.
Yeah, and it talks about something about whatever. I think they're doing like a death in a family storyline in this. So Run of the Robins dies, whoever does it. I don't know what they're going to choose.
Blake.
Tim Blake or... Yeah. Tim Drake. Tim Drake, actually.
Yeah, Tim Drake,
and then I just watched Batman...
versus Robin?
The Red Hood.
The Red Hood
one? Oh, the animated one?
Yeah. But anyways, I'm thinking Robin's going to die, or that's the backstory that we see in Batman versus Superman. Batman is all like, I'm done being Batman for a bit, and then Superman comes into play, knocks the building down, and Batman's like, I gotta do this, but I think there's going to be a hidden thing going on with Suicide Squad. I think those Batman versus Superman and Suicide Squad are together, and there's a theory
I think it's separate.
They're only coming together. They have to use the same universe. They're only coming together.
What I'm guessing is, because Batman's in Suicide Squad, actually.
Yeah, that one. Thinking, but I don't think...
The theory is that the Joker in that movie is actually not the real Joker, and that's actually one of the Robins.
Jared Leto.
Storylines of the current DC run, Robin becomes Joker, I think it's Tim Drake. I'm sorry, whoever is listening who knows more about, I'm sorry if I'm butchering this up, but one of Robins becomes Joker, and that's what they're thinking is going to happen in the Suicide movie. That Robin's going to be Joker, and then it's going to eventually be the Batman movie.
The question about the Suicide Squad is, Harley Quinn, is that Anne Hathaway or some other that looks just like her?
No, it's someone else.
Margot Robbie.
But she looks just like Anne Hathaway, doesn't she?
No, she has, she has more weight on her. Heather
Graham chick than anything.
No, because Heather Graham is that big fish head thing going on.
What was that?
She's like that big fish face thing going on.
Kind of. I still dig it, though.
Oh, yeah. I would bang all three of them.
Did you see the animated Batman versus Robin?
No, I did not see that one.
Check that one, because they got a new animated one coming out, I think, this month.
Batman and Red Hood. That was the name of that movie.
They got a new one
coming out. Wait, is it the comedy one? Because it's coming out with like a funny one. No, that's Spider-Man. I'm sorry.
Go on. The animated DC movie is supposed to be a new Batman one. That looks really nice. I think that one is coming out this month or next month. That one looks really good. I think you should check that one out. Because the Batman versus Robin, they got Weird Al Yankovic voicing one of the enemies, like Dollmaker, in the beginning. That one is really good, but I still like Assault on Arkham.
I haven't seen that. I have to check that out.
That one you need to watch.
No,
you
it was
need
pretty
to,
good. DC movies are pretty good for the most part.
That one you need to watch.
Also, I saw Under the Red Hood, and then I saw, I think it's Justice League. It's like an Elseworlds Justice League, where Batman's actually not Bruce Wayne. It's the doctor who becomes Man-Bat, and he's a vampire. Superman is actually...
That was the last one that came out. Yeah.
And Wonder Woman is the daughter of Wonder Woman or something like that. Or
what's it called?
Oh, God, I have to look at it. Because
they're,
League movie.
Yeah, they're in the alternate.
Elseworlds.
Yeah, they're like in the alternate time. That was the last one. That one wasn't that good. But you can check it out.
Gods and Monsters. Oops, shit.
Go Gods Amongst
that's
Us?
One, that's Gods and Monsters.
I thought it was Gods Amongst Us.
No, God's a monster.
No, that's Injustice you're thinking of. Yeah, that's the video game. Which I should do a movie of that, because that was freaking amazing. Like, the whole storyline. Going back to video games a little bit, but yeah, the Injustice is an amazing DC storyline, too.
Well, yeah, you said you were catching up on the digital comic of that, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It, I haven't cut up like the last two issues, but yeah, basically just the whole like 5 years before the actual like game takes place. like Superman being the bad guy, because like for me, Superman, he's boring. You know, he's okay. He's invincible. He's got a wide variety of powers that seems to expand every time you read about him.
Is he still pure energy, or did that change?
I think not least in the Injustice storyline. He's just the, you know, Kryptonian. He's got powers. Sun gives it to him.
I used to be big into Superman back in the day, and like I started reading like probably about a year or two before the death of Superman, and then he got like when he came back to life, and then he became like pure energy. And I'm like, this is just dumb, and I stopped reading him. I just gave up on Superman like right after that. Like, yeah, I watched the movies, but he had, like, he was all, like, green or blue or something like that. And...
Yeah, he was blue.
Yeah, and I was just like, this is just too much for Superman. Like, he's got enough going for him already. Like, he doesn't need to be pure energy now. He's not fucking, like, Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah,
you know?
Because he died and created a new body. Gods and Monsters, there it is. Let me put the trailer on. Of course, you're not going to see it.
Well, he probably has internet. He probably, like, look at it.
Yeah, well, we're just going to play a little bit of it. We can talk about that. The guys wanted you to see. Requires pain. Oh, it's the movie. But yeah, so I caught Gods and Monsters, and I think it's a pretty good. If you guys haven't checked it out, check it out.
I got it.
You didn't like it that much?
It's not that good.
Well, I got it. Sometimes, Ed, I can't take your opinion too.
I think because the way that how they did the characters and stuff, I don't know. When I first seen the trailer before they announced it, it didn't look good.
Really? So did you watch it?
Yeah, I bought it and I watched it. I got it on Blu-ray. I went to the store today.
I thought it was a pretty darn good Justice League.
I went to the store when the day came out and I went home and watched it.
And I done did it.
And DC laughed in your face because you just gave them free money.
Yeah. Well, when it's their animated movies, I always gonna buy them because they're really good.
I say check it out.
I wait to bootleg them or watch them on Netflix, just because they're not always that good. My dad's really into all the animated ones, like all the Avengers ones, stuff like that.
Cool.
Yeah, no, but like some of them I watch them, I'm like, this is so dumb, and like. All those storyline, and I'm like, oh, this is horrible. Like, oh, this could have been so much better if they did this, or if there was blood. that kind of stuff.
Did you see the Black Widow in Punisher one? Avengers?
No.
Yes, I did.
That one is good.
It's good. I don't know, man. All right, anyway, let's move on real quick. That's God's.
He just likes white girls. That's all it is.
I really enjoyed this. I check it out.
I actually do. I'm not going to deny.
I like Sisters.
I think the coolest thing were the fight scenes. Beyond all that, everything else seemed like filler. That's really what it was for me.
They had that whole like Independence Day first Avengers movie, like where all the bad guys just die right away.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that in movies. I hate that so much. Like there should be a set amount of like there's 500 enemies. They all have to die. Not like oh we killed one thing and they all just go like bloop we're done it's over you guys win. I don't like that shit at all.
Yeah.
At all.
No, it was Ultron was pretty lame to me, especially what I've known of Ultron. Being pretty dark, and
they also defeated him really easy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. The weirdest thing, so I know he was connected to the internet. The beginning of the movie is great. I actually thought this movie was gonna be something different when I watched the beginning. I thought it was gonna be dark.
I thought it was gonna be a two-part.
That could have worked.
No, I thought it was gonna be a two-part movie.
I know that Civil War is supposed to be two-part.
Really?
Yeah, it's supposed to be, but as far as I can tell, it's one movie.
But it's gonna be weird because they have to throw in so many characters from Civil War. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man, Black Panther, Doctor Strange, Wasp, which actually they did allude to at the end of Ant-Man.
Ant-Man, they did, yeah.
Yeah, they had the Wasp costume. And they also had...
well, let's jump into Ant-Man then.
And they also had Bucky at the end, the final credits. Because he's part of Civil War, too.
Yeah.
But then, like, in the Civil War thing, something I was curious about, if they throw in Spider-Man, during the Civil War comics, he gets Iron Man...
Iron Spider.
Yeah. How are they going to...
Which I have right there. You can't see it, but it's right above my clock.
Yeah, I do. Actually, I do see it. How are they going to throw that in there?
It's going to be weird.
Yeah, I mean
he's young, too. He's, like, 16 years old.
Yeah, they can't do this in one movie.
Mm-hmm.
Have it make sense. And if
it's
they do
to be
it...
Civil War 1 and 2. That's what I thought.
I haven't read that yet about 1 and 2. I thought it was just gonna be 1 and be like,
Because I mean, they can make a whole series. Like, I mean, it's like multiple movies out of just
gonna be
just that one.
I think they're going to be let down by Civil War.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. I'm already let down by Avengers in a sense. It's just like
Hey, Justin, I just looked it up here, actually. Yeah, Civil War is going to be one movie, but in May of 2018, Infinity War starts, and that's going to be two parts.
Okay, well, that makes more sense, too. But you're right, I think Civil War should be a two-part movie.
Yeah.
You know, build Absolutely. Up to finish off Captain America's mess, get the whole Bucky thing going, and then the whole thing with him and the Civil War, him and Stark, have that lead into Civil War 2, and then, bam, it's complete Civil War.
Yeah, see, like, they could use the first movie to recruit everybody, in a sense.
Exactly.
Like, build up the backstory so it makes sense, and then have second
and then,
one.
And bam, now we're kicking ass.
Yeah, then you see, like,
movie.
Just superheroes
so,
blowing
so
shit up.
So, Iron Man is...
Which we got a piece of that in Age of... in the first Avengers movie, in a sense. You know, when they first started to get to know each other, the Hulk was battling Thor, which I think that was badass. We had Iron Man and... Thor and Captain America fight in the woods, if you remember that.
Yeah.
That movie's great. People, you haven't checked out Avengers yet, check out the first. It was really good. It really was. And you had all those cool
But
scenes.
They didn't have that bullshit, every bad guy dies because of
the,
one action
with the
thing.
Yeah, Shatar, whatever the heck that was.
Yeah.
So Iron Man is...
It was almost the same movie, too.
It was like
Avengers
Independence...
Age of Ultron was practically the same movie as First Avengers, but Avengers, the first one, was way cooler. It had
the Independence Day ending.
Yeah.
With, like, Randy Quaid flying up in a propeller plane.
We're gonna do
and
it.
Blow up, like, the one thing. And, like, all the bad guys are dead. We win. Yay, movie's over.
Mm-hmm. So, Iron Man is finished, right?
I'm sorry. Go ahead now.
So, Iron Man is finished, right?
As far as I know, no more Iron Man
Okay.
Movies.
So, this is the last Captain America, right? Civil War.
I would say so,
the last one. And then, I guess the next Avengers movie is the last one?
I don't know what Avengers 3 is going to be, but we still have to deal with... It's Avengers Affinity Wars, I think.
Yeah, and then there's also going to be Black Panther and...
Doctor Strange.
And
Marvel.
Because Guardians is supposed to get a sequel,
another
too.
Another Guardians.
Yeah.
And there's talks of more movies coming in as it go on.
If you look at... There's a whole list. There's like a supposed year list of like... I think it's like 12 movies that are coming out.
Like, yeah, I'm looking at it now.
The whole same storyline. Because
all of... isn't all of us... I thought everything... So... The Infinity Gems is separate than who are they? Hale, I cannot think of it. They was talking about it in Captain America 2. Hydra.
Well, because they had the Tesseract, which is one of the Infinity Stones.
So Hydra and the Infinity Stones are connected? Because all of this is supposed to
they're not part of, like, what the fuck is his name? I can't think of his name. The purple guy in the chair.
Oh, Thanos.
Thanos.
Thanos, yeah,
he
Thanos.
He's getting the Infinity Gauntlet where he gets all the Infinity Stones. They're just connected because they had the Tesseract. That's it. Tesseract is one of the Infinity Stones. Mm-hmm. And so is the one from the Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. And the one that Vision has in his head, like
the Mind Stone.
Yeah.
So those are three of the Infinity Stones. There's only five altogether.
So we're still searching for more Infinity Stones.
Yeah.
Which I think, according to this, comes up in Doctor Strange and maybe the new Guardians movie too. I'm not sure yet.
Didn't Doctor Strange have a bunch of those for a while? Well, not a bunch, but like a couple of those.
Because there's how many Infinity Stones?
Thor's
there's
coming out five. Another movie too. We're getting a third Thor movie as well.
Because they talked about that in the first Thor, right?
The second one was better than the first one.
Mm-mm. I mean, they were both terrible.
I guess I can agree with that.
In the first Thor, they talked about the Infinity Gems, right?
The Infinity Stones. I know part of it was part of that. I don't remember though.
Well, yeah, I think it was part of the intro. I think
there
right.
Rumors that the that Loki's staff has one of the Infinity Stones
exactly,
in it.
Yeah.
So that would be four, so then there'd only be one left.
Who knows, Thanos might have it already. We don't know. We really don't know
until
they get to the movies come along.
Well, when you see him sitting in the chair, like, he has the gauntlet. No, actually, no, he doesn't. It's in in Asgard in the first Thor movie.
Yeah.
You see the Infinity Gauntlet in
exactly.
that little...
And then in the end of Age of Ultron, you see Thanos grab a gauntlet. I don't know if it's from Asgard or from somewhere else.
Well, because, I mean, at the end of the second Thor movie, Loki pretends to be Odin.
Correct.
So, like, you know, like he might have been like, here, bro.
And that's supposed to lead into the Marvel's The Last Avengers movie.
And speaking of Marvel, let's get into Ant-Man.
I didn't even see it.
I would say Ant-Man was a popcorn movie. It was really good. It was really funny. Very balanced. But it's just like a little popcorn movie.
I enjoyed the Ant-Man part more than the rest of the story. Like, I really did. I enjoyed the special effects during Ant-Man. I enjoyed Paul Rudd being Ant-Man.
Yeah.
I enjoyed just Ant-Man overall.
But it was comedic, but like to me, it didn't sit as like. I mean, like, I know it falls on all the storyline and everything. But it didn't seem like one of those movies. It just seemed like one of those, like, just offshoot random, like, superhero movies that you get once in a while.
Yeah,
that's what it came off to me as.
Originally, it was supposed to be that. And then all the shoehorned in stuff was all the Marvel tie-in stuff that you saw in the movie. So remember, when that movie was being made, Edgar Wright was writing it a different way. And then he quit because Marvel's like, well, we wanted to tie it into the rest of the stuff. So essentially, that movie was supposed to be a standalone movie. But Marvel's like, hey, you're part of Phase 3. We got to get you and tie it in. Which I don't mind. I just wish they would have redone the story better so it fits better. Like, Ant-Man created Ultron. Or Hank Pym created Ultron, and they just totally made Tony Stark do it. And it's like, well, you got Hank Pym there.
Yeah.
And then when you watch Ant-Man the movie, you find out that they were part of S.H.I.E.L.D. the whole time that this stuff was going on. And it's like, they could have noted that numerous times.
Well,
you know?
I mean, he does work with, what's his name, Falcon.
Yes.
So, I mean, like, that does tie it in a sense.
Well, they were talking about, not just that, back when Hank Pym, he was Ant-Man, and he was doing S.H.I.E.L.D. operations. If you watch the movie again, you'll see, like, certain scenes that are, like, black and white, and it's Hank Pym hanging off, like, an old bomber, or him in a thing, and then the thing with his wife, how his wife got lost, that was part of one of the S.H.I.E.L.D.
missions. She's the one who becomes Wasp.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So, where she was Wasp. She was Wasp during that time.
Because
in the movie, she was in there.
No, but in the end credit scene, he shows the mid credit scene, I should say. He shows her the suit, and she's like, "It's about time."
Yeah.
Kind of like
But Wasp wasn't. It was his wife that got lost.
But they show her in there. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember seeing her there.
Yeah, it was the S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff. I had to rewatch it to see all that again. But yeah, he was a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent for whatever back in the day, and it was like black and white footage.
Because Michael Douglas was talking about it, and that's when they started showing the flashback.
Maybe it was, I don't remember, but you might be right. But there were flashback scenes.
Yeah.
That's how they tied it in there, and I was like, oh, okay, that kind of makes sense, but that's still, like, it's such a, like, he was such part of a bigger story. You know, even him, Hank Pym, being this, like, rich scientist, he, like, lived in some California little rinky-dink house and with a secret basement of, like, oh, I just felt like it was too small. It just felt too small to have this, you know, Hank Pym character, this espionage type thing going on, and then, of course, this Ant-Man superhero.
Well, he's keeping on the DL, man.
It's true. Yeah. I just felt it could have been elaborated a little bit more, you know. A lot of shots in the house, you know, and it just, you know, there wasn't a lot of good set pieces in the whole movie, and I just felt that's where the downfall was. It was trying to bring the story to light, connect it with the Marvel Universe, try to be a standalone thing, and it had a lot of that going on.
To me, it felt like a standalone movie. That's why I'm just like, I don't see any connection of them trying to make it like.
But there's tons of connections.
Where at, though?
Well, just like different. Just different stuff was one. Him talking about Stark, how he never wanted the original Stark to get his inventions and stuff like that. Then, of course, the connection which made no sense, but Paul Rudd had to go visit one of the Avengers platforms, and that's where he meets Falcon. And then towards the and that's really about it.
Because it felt like after Captain America. I know after Marvel's Age of Ultron, that's when Ant-Man happens.
Yeah, essentially, yeah, it was after Age of Ultron, okay. If I remember correctly. I want to say yes.
No, it happened
after the first movie.
No, it's
second.
No,
because Falcon was part of
it. It's after Winter Soldier, because Falcon...
Winter Soldier, there we go. Not Avengers Age of Ultron,
because
they would have
talked about it. No, because Falcon didn't join the Avengers until...
No, he was in Winter Soldier, though.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was, but he wasn't part of S.H.I.E.L.D. He wasn't part of the Avengers.
Yeah, but no.
He got
his shield agent.
But
he wasn't an Avenger in Age of Ultron.
Right. But when
he just had a suit.
But when Ant-Man goes,
he became an Avenger later.
Don't forget, Ant-Man had to go to Shield or to
because the Avengers are run by Shield in a sense. At
which is weird, still. No, you're right because he was official Avengers.
Right. He was the Avenger
in Age of Ultron, but he didn't happen. The storyline of Age of Ultron didn't happen yet, according to Ant-Man.
No, it had to because
all I remember we were talking about the original Avengers scenario when
because Falcon was at Shield's headquarters because he was part of there.
I think we just stumbled some timeline issues.
All right, Ryan, you've been quiet.
What do you know, Ryan?
Do you have interjections on this?
I don't. I have not seen Ant-Man, so I'm not even sure where exactly it falls in the timeline.
Too much. I mean, it's okay, but yeah.
Ant-Man was never one of my favorites.
Overall, I think it was a decent, like you said, a popcorn flick. I dug Ant-Man for the most part, but it was just small compared to the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
And it also felt like the first Iron Man movie a little bit. Just a little bit. There was like a little bit of that hint of nostalgia.
Out of all the Iron Man ones, the first one's the only one I liked.
It's pretty. No, I got to admit, the first
I hated the third one.
I didn't like the third one.
That was horrible, especially what they did with the fucking...
The third one has some funny
the
bits.
Mandarin. Mm-hmm. That pissed me off. Because I remember seeing the preview, and you see Ben Kingsley. And it was like the Mandarin. And then in the first movie, the terrorist organization is the Ten Rings.
Yeah, the Ten Rings.
And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, you see Ben Kingsley, and I'm like, the Mandarin. This is going to be the shit. I'm like, oh, some coked up movie star, and it's some guy with firepower. Like, you just ruined the whole thing for me.
Because
the Mandarin was always, like, his arch nemesis.
Exactly.
That could have been an awesome movie. That could have been a whole offshoot and shit.
They were trying to make it, it was weird. It just was not, I didn't like it.
Yeah, no, it was horrible.
It was not.
I'm going to blow up all my suits, and Pepper's going to be invincible. Man.
Yeah.
And then give up her superpowers. Like, dude, she was a better Avenger than you. She had better powers than Iron Man does.
And then he cures her, right?
Yeah, like a dick. Like, why?
And then he removes his, he doesn't have his thing anymore. Mm-hmm. But in Avengers, he still has his thing. It's so weird, the timeline that he got all this stuff.
Yep.
So there we go. There's Ant-Man. There's that. Let's move on. Then.
Some conspiracy theories.
Mad Max.
Let's talk about Jurassic World. Have anyone seen Jurassic World yet?
Yes.
And first off, I want to say the ending half of the movie was my favorite part. The last half, pretty much.
Yeah, no, it's a good movie. I liked all the winks and nods to the first movie.
Exactly.
They completely ignore like 2 and 3, which is good.
Yeah.
I mean, because we're not missing much. But there was a ton of stuff, like little like Easter eggs in the whole movie.
Yeah.
Like the thing with like going on a little glass bubble ball rolly car thing. The glass comes down, they're both trying to hold it up.
Exactly.
Or like when they find the original visitor center, mm-hmm. like T-Rex, skeleton. There was tons of stuff that was like, oh yeah, nice job. Graphics were pretty good. I didn't like the what the hell's his name? The guy in the movie, Chris Pratt.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I liked his character. I didn't like his raptor training bullshit.
Oh, okay.
And then the government guy, like, we have to take these off the island, blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, that's the premise of every movie. Someone's trying to get off the fucking island. Like, change it a little bit.
Yeah. No, it felt like it was the first movie redone.
Well, because, like, if you read, like, the first Jurassic Park novel, the other company, they don't steal them right away. They get off the island on their own. There's like some South American islands or Costa Rican, whatever they're close to. And there's a reporter or a scientist walking around the islands, and he's hearing all these ladies talking about the chickens stealing their babies.
Mm-hmm.
It's baby raptors that are off the island, and they think they're baby chickens because they're little and they're bird shit, and they're stealing people's children and eating them. And they're telling this guy about all the chickens like eating their babies and stealing their babies.
It's kind of like the first movie or the first scene in the second movie. Remember they're on the island?
Yeah.
I don't think those are raptors though.
Those are called LARPies? Harpies?
I'm not
something
sure.
Like that? Yeah, no, it's something Arpies. But in the first book, like the dinosaurs already get off the island way before like Dr. Grant and everybody gets there. Like they're already gone. They're already like not all of them, but like a bunch of baby raptors are gone. Like they're out in the world stealing people's babies and shit as baby chickens, but they were just baby raptors and shit. So I thought like that's could have been a better premise for the newer one where it was like that, where like they're already getting out, like getting off on cruise ships and shit,
which
like
is
that.
Essentially, what Jurassic Park 2 was in a sense.
Kinda, yeah.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Well, two is when the one where they brought the T-Rex back, right?
Yes.
Yeah. See, that was them escaping.
That wasn't necessarily in the book. I actually have the Jurassic Park 2 book, whatever. What the hell was that called?
Jurassic Park 2?
No, it was called. Yeah, it was called something else. Though.
Lost World, I think.
Lost World. Yeah. Lost World. Jurassic. Yeah. No, like the other island, like that makes sense. Really, that. But like they took those off the island. Wait, no, I'm thinking of three. Wait, oh no, three's one where they take a whole bunch of them off. No, but in the first one, like, they escape. Mm-hmm. That could have been a whole movie itself, where, like, kind of like the whole thing when there was the hurricane in Florida, and all those boas got out from, like, that pet supply company, and now they have this giant boa constrictor problem in Florida.
That's what happens.
Bunch of baby raptors get off, and no one notices for a long time, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, there's fucking raptors all over Florida and Texas and shit, like, they're all over the place. Like, that would have been an awesome movie. This was cool, I mean, because it was, like, a revamp of the first one, like, a reboot. But yeah, there was just some stuff that like they could have just took off the original book and just went with that and just made a whole movie as opposed to.
From what I understand, with both movies of the original, they started off parts of the book and then just basically changed everything that was going on. You say the first movie was closer to the book than anything else, and as far as I understand, Lost World was halfway close to the book. And from what I remember too, a lot of stuff that happened in Lost World actually happened in the first book, if I remember.
I didn't read all the. I didn't read any of the Lost World.
I read the
first one just after the movie came out because it blew my mind. I was like,
the thing was they were going to do so much in Lost World where they were actually kind of like the Raptors riding when he was on a bike and everything. They're going to have scenes like that. They just never did it. For some reason, I don't know why. I thought it would have been cooler. Like when all the guys are looking for everyone and are trying to. I guess they were just trying to survive, right? Wasn't that what happened?
You talk about the scene where like they're like in like the real tall grass and they're walking, exactly. and you just see the tails.
And the tails,
yeah, just the tails, and all of a sudden guys are just like.
There was actually some concept art for based out of the book for Lost World movie that in that type of scene there were supposed to be guys on bikes and the raptors are chasing them and stuff like that. And I thought that would have been
That would have been cool. Yeah,
but no, we got just them kind of tails in there. Like
because that gives you the creepy factor. Because,
Here they are. But for the most part, I agree. I thought the movie was great. It just... Not great. I shouldn't say great, but...
It was good.
It was a good movie.
I mean, I wasn't like, pissed off when I saw it.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all, and I kind of would like to see more. But for the most part, I thought it was, like, the first movie with...
I don't want to make any more.
...better special effects.
Ryan, did you...
actually, you know what? I thought the special effects weren't that great.
No, honestly, I think the special effects in Jurassic World were par to the first one. Like, actually better than the second and third movies.
Okay.
I think this is similar, because... That first movie had amazing graphics. I mean,
and it holds up till today.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, like, those were amazing.
1993 was the first movie, guys. 1993.
Yeah, and those were fucking epic graphics.
Exactly.
So, Ryan, did you watch it?
Yeah, I did, yes. And, I did really enjoy it. It did definitely feel a lot like, almost like a modernization of the first one.
Exactly.
It's a reboot.
Yeah, but I almost kind of purposely didn't like look at a lot of the trailers or anything before I saw it, thinking like, okay, it's gonna be great. I want to go in this one like fresh.
And just so you thinking, know, I'm sorry to cut you, Ryan, but everything in the trailers is basically all the good stuff in the movie. Seriously.
Yeah. Because I saw a few later, and I was like, yeah, that's basically, I should just watch the trailer. But no, because I remember seeing like on TV randomly, like the tail end, I think like maybe like the last 20 minutes, I think of the third one. And saw like all the pterodactyls actually like fly off the island. Yes. And I'm thinking, oh sweet, that's where it's gonna lead in. Like these dinosaurs are actually getting off the island.
Jonathan wanted a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like Jurassic World, like it's actually a world, but no, it was a theme park, and it was like oh, world, okay, yeah.
I think the pterodactyls fly off in all three movies, don't they?
In a sense, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, like, maybe. At the end of like every movie, like when they're escaping the island, like you see like some of the pterodactyls flying off. Whatever happened to all those?
That's right. They never continue with that.
Yeah, they were touched on it.
I would think pterodactyls wouldn't be as crazy as like the raptor would. I think they would be hunting.
Well, in Jurassic World, they were nuts. They were like
they killed a lot of people.
Yeah, they were
cool scene actually. One of the cooler scenes.
Yeah, no, it was a cool scene, but yeah.
And then the woman and I wanted to say the megalosaur or whatever, but the pterodactyl carries her, drops, and then the fucking thing.
Oh yeah, it comes out of the water.
Yeah, good scene. Go ahead, Ryan. Go ahead.
It's yeah, still like it. Yes, spoiler alert for anybody listening who has not seen it yet. But yeah, best fan service, I think, like at the end of the movie. Oh, I don't know. Should I come out and say it? Like, I don't want to spoil it for people who haven't seen it yet, but like the great like tag team battle.
Yeah, no, I got to admit, I was actually cheering when that ending came. Even funny,
chick, she's running around in her high heels the whole time in the way, which is hilarious. But anyway, when she opens up the gate, and I won't spoil it as well, but she opens up the gate and you just see that creature walk out and you're like, yep, okay, all right. I dig it. All right.
Well, that reminds
shit,
me of...
Shit's going down.
That scene in the... what's the... Shit. The third one? Yeah, the third one. When you first see the T-Rex and, like, they're in the airplane and it's, like, fucking it up and all of a sudden the...
Remember those T-Rexes? Just so people had nothing to do. They weren't the original T-Rexes.
Oh, no.
I
know that, Justin.
I'm sorry, John.
I'm not ignorant, all right?
I'm sorry.
No, but when the... was it? Not Spinosaurus. The one with the big sail on its back.
I thought that was Spinosaurus.
Was it Spinosaurus?
You might be right, yeah. I'll look up real quick.
I think it's Spinosaurus, yeah. I think it is.
Spinosaurus or, like, Egypticosaurus or something like that, or... Anyway.
Go on.
That reminded me of that scene.
Yeah, it's Spinosaurus.
Is it Spinosaurus? Yeah. Oh.
Why is something different?
No, I just thought I knew less about dinosaurs, apparently.
Yeah. Which, it would have been cooler if they...
No, but it reminded me of that scene.
You're right,
Where just kind of, like, I don't know where... I call it, you know, the tables were turned differently, but, like... Yeah. And then it had, like, you know, the flashbacks of the first one. You know, like, the little guys jump out. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to talk not spoilery, but I don't really care about other people.
You're doing good.
All right, thank you.
But I would say, just to close it up, and I think everyone other, maybe Ed, did you enjoy it at least?
I didn't watch it yet.
You don't? Man, I haven't seen it.
Black people are afraid of dinosaurs.
Oh, we lost Sully.
What was that?
Not Sully. We lost Ryan.
Oh, wow. Sorry, Ryan.
That's right. I thought that my phone, like, kicked me off for some reason.
No, it was you. You totally ruined all of this for everybody.
Oh.
The phone got offended because you said black people don't like dinosaurs.
Yeah, that's what happened. Ryan hooked up by you.
It's true, though.
Drop.
Anyone would be afraid of dinosaurs.
You guys are afraid of dinosaurs, ghosts, and white people who can do magic. Like David Blaine?
No, we like white people who do magic. We like white people doing magic. We like magic.
We like black magic.
Black magic is that? Wow.
Exactly. I love you, buddy. Yeah. I can't help myself.
The turn this is taking all of a sudden, like the 10 seconds I actually got hung up on.
I know there's more movies that came out. Let's talk about the Mad Max.
Right? Oh, that was horrible.
What was that?
You didn't like Mad Max?
What?
Yeah.
I say it's my number one.
Oh, fuck off.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have a bald-headed, chemo-looking Charlize Theron, which I would totally bang, even if she was bald. But then Mad Max, like, the guy, I don't remember his name, the guy who plays him, doesn't really do shit
Tom Hardy? He doesn't really do shit through the whole movie. No, not towards
like his,
the end.
No, but like his biggest action scene where he like has like all the bombs and shit and like guns and knives and like walks into a sandstorm and then comes back just covered in blood and you don't see anything that happens.
No, remember he was on a truck and he was like battling those guys and shit?
That's a different scene.
Yeah, but still, he did quite a bit.
No, dude, when you have Mad Max walk off with like explosives and guns and knives and shit like that and then into a sandstorm, you're waiting for some shit to go down and he comes back up like, I got a little blood on my shirt.
What the fuck happened?
I'm tired of seeing
everybody said most of the movie is really
Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron.
It's like Mad Maxine.
Mm-hmm. The problem with this, like, the script is only 25 pages.
I'm okay with chicks like being in charge.
The
like,
script is only 25.
I love
25,
being on the bottom. I'm lazy.
The script is only 25 pages.
Obviously,
it's all about cars and two color hues of blue and orange. That's all what it is. Like,
wait, there were blue people in that movie?
No, the lighting in there was just all blue or all orange. Like, that's all it was. And maybe some reds and fire.
That's a spoiler for colorblind people. Thank you.
Oh, great. But that's all what that movie was. It was about the car chases, how it's going to look on screen, and that's about it. And then, like, any dialogue is probably about 25 seconds, and that's it.
I just want to let you know that the original Mad Max was just about the same. There was barely any dialogue in it.
But like, there was even less action in the original one. Compared to the new one, like, action scenes, like, how much shit's going on per action scene.
like, you know, the giant fiery dust storm and all the cars.
That was awesome. Yeah,
no, I'm saying it's awesome. But the original one had less of that. It was like a more of a simplistic movie.
Yeah.
But I thought it was way better.
But
it,
well, too,
the guy, but the original Mad Max movies, like, the budgets on those were, like, super low, too. So,
and
I mean,
they had, like, 20 bucks.
Yeah, and they just, like, threw money at this new one. So, I mean, basically, you know, those old movies could have been, like, the new movies, basically.
And actually, here we go, Ed. Here's a throwback for you. A lot of Fallout stuff is based off the Mad Max movies.
Oh, yeah.
Because Mad Max is based off of Fast and the Furious, just thrown with some...
What?
That came out in the 80s,
I'm talking about Fury Road.
No.
Are you serious?
No.
Fury Road is a Desert Storm Fast and the Furious movie. That's what it was based off of. It's all car battles.
That's what the
original ones were based.
Those came out... Oh my god, the original Mad Max movies came out
I'm talking about Fury Road.
No, I was just trying to give you a little nudge, because of our Fallout conversation, a lot of the artwork and, like, atmosphere of the game is based off, like, Mad Max. It really is.
Like, Tina Turner was in the second one, right?
She was in Beyond Thunderdome.
That's the third one.
Yeah. I haven't seen the first and second one.
Watch the first one. The first one's really good.
What year did the first one come out of?
82?
I'm only 2 years old around that time. Yeah.
I mean, like, there's things called video stores. Like, you could, you know, rent it.
Yeah, but I actually thought the Tina Turner one was the first Mad Max.
No. That's the third one.
Yeah, because I didn't know that. Fury Road was the fourth one. Like, only because I was young when the other two came out.
Yeah, and I mean, I was too, but I still remember what the movie was.
Well, I was watching like The Last Dragon, Big Trouble in Little Chinatown. I was watching.
That is one of my favorite movies. Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Breaking Two, Electric Boogaloo.
Nah.
I will say that this was also directed by the same director as the original Mad Max and written, and
Like Greg Miller or something?
I forget his name.
Or something like that?
Of course, we're horrible movie hosts for that, but
I guess.
You do have the internet, like,
I do.
Like an inch from you. Like, you actually Google this shit before you even say it, not telling
But that's kind of how I felt. That's kind of how I felt about Furry Road. That it felt like Fast and the Furious.
You say Furry Road?
Furry.
That's a way different movie.
Yeah, right.
that's the porn. It just felt like Fast and the Furious, just with, you know.
Well, I mean, in all fairness, I mean, the Fast and Furious movies could probably have taken a nod for some of the original Mad Max movies, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it's kind of almost full circle.
But then you got to think about Street Racing. You know, Street Racing was getting, I guess, popular at that time because it was so underground. So that's why the Fast and the Furious people don't think
I think they do
Mad
it on top
Max.
Of the road.
Yeah.
Street Racing.
Underground, as in no one doesn't know about it. Sorry.
What a lovely day. I love that part in that movie.
In what?
Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh.
When he's riding and he goes, "What a lovely day!" It's great. I loved it. I feel it was a surprise.
It needed more boobs.
Charlize
Theron boobs?
I like, to be honest, I like the other chick's boobs, if anything.
Everybody seemed flat to me for some reason.
Who was?
Everybody seemed flat to me, like boob wise.
I can see that.
I like smaller boobs, so I'm okay with that.
I like big boobs.
That's gross.
But they just have to be the right size if they're small, you know.
No, see, like, I had one girlfriend with big boobs, but they weren't huge. They were like a C. Like, what's right before D?
That's C.
Okay, C.
That's small to me.
No, but she could take off her bra and they didn't move.
Black hair girl on top of a building and she like slid down on the rope.
No, she was a little tiny college girl. She had red hair.
Oh, she's the one that got captured.
No, I'm talking about
ex-girlfriend.
Oh. No, because the other girl, she was redheaded. That's why.
I don't remember, but I just remember there was girls and they were attractive.
There was a redhead one because she was the one that, closer to the end when she got on the other truck. And the one dude, he crashed his car so the other folks wouldn't get in.
Wait, someone crashed their car in that movie?
Everybody crashed their car in the movie. No, but he crashed it in so he could block it, block the entrance at the end of the movie.
I'll have to watch it again to get
But... Do you really want to?
Yeah, I loved it. I actually didn't want it to end.
I read Box and was disappointed.
I don't know. I enjoyed it a lot. It was my surprise hit, if anything. It was Mad Max, then Jurassic World. Actually, there's some other movies that are probably better than
that. I still want to see NWA.
What's the one with the Matthew McConaughey? That was pretty good. Interstellar?
Interstellar. That was all right.
Yeah, no, that was good. The end, I was kind of disappointed with, even though I am like...
Did it come out this year?
Yeah.
Summer?
Yeah. Or how about The Martian? Did you see The Martian yet?
No, it came out like around the springtime because it came out on Blu-ray.
That's still this year.
Yeah, that's still but it's still part of the summer blockbuster.
Like around April.
Boom! Did you see The Martian yet?
No, I haven't.
Ryan, did you see The Martian?
I have not. I really want to, though. Okay. It looks good.
It's... I'm just going to be like...
It sounds like the same premise as Interstellar.
No, it's not. It's not. It's
they're
not.
Going back in time.
No, not at all.
This is the one with Matt Damon, right?
Yeah, no. They don't go back in time. None of that shit. They go to Mars.
They're not back in time.
But... Storm gets hit. Like, Storm hits the whole camp. Everyone dies but him. So there's another party, like another team, that like want to rescue him. Like, he has to go through all this bullshit and like grow plants and kind of like figure out how to make water, like, you know, through condensation and everything. And it's a lot of him by himself. And the Mars science, like, side of it, like actual, like, for real science, actually seems really plausible. The stuff on Earth, not so much. Like, that all seems wrong. There's a lot of comedy to it.
What do you mean, like the future Earth you're talking about? Or?
Not that far in the future.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it like there's no time travel in it. It all takes place like within the span of like, a couple years. But there's what the fuck is her name? She was on Saturday Night Live. She was the ugly one. She's the one who's like started doing movies lately.
Tina Fey.
Not Tina Fey. Tina Fey's okay, except for like that big pirate scar on her face.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
The one that did Parks and Rec.
No. God, what the fuck is her name?
I don't know.
She was in the Skeleton Twins. She was in Bridesmaids.
Kristen Wiig.
Kristen Wiig, yeah. She's in that. Like, as, like, comedic relief, she's terrible in it.
Wow.
But, like, the movie's actually, it's not bad. I mean, it's not horrible. It's not like I went home and, like, mashed it because I saw it and it was, like, so amazing. I had to tell all my friends. But it wasn't bad. And, like, it is amusing and, like, a lot of it seems like semi-plausible for like you know the near future, like futureness of it. Like you know, it's a decent movie. I mean, not something like if you knew like ahead of time to go pay for it at the theater, like you could rent it and still like be entertained. Like the graphics aren't bad, but it's not like you have to go see it in IMAX and be like blown away like seeing Avatar or some shit like that. But it's a pretty decent movie too for like a 2015. I mean, I know it's a recent one, so not a lot of people have seen it, but like it's not bad.
I'll check it out. Yeah. I mean, I liked Interstellar. I like the ending more. Oh, the ending of Ant-Man was kick-ass when he was going into the quantum world and everything.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool to see how they were trying to explain that, you know, as in, like, how everyone's visually seeing it. And I enjoyed Interstellar doing the same thing with the string theory and everything.
Oh, the fourth dimension he was
in?
I didn't like their explanation of it.
No?
We're like, oh, yeah, we built this in the future so you can go back in time and save the future.
The aliens and all that shit, because those aliens or whatever, right?
No.
Who built it then?
People in the future.
So it was us
yeah.
that built it? Oh, yeah. I thought it was aliens.
Nope.
Okay.
People in the future built it, so it's a stupid paradox thing. Because of what he did, he could only do it because people in the future built that. And they built that because of what he did.
Yeah.
Which is like a whole like fucking bullshit paradox.
Yeah, that's
because...
what they say, that the only way we could time travel is if we actually had a time machine now, and that would initiate time travel. Without that, then there's
some, someone in the future would have to teach us how to time travel in the past so that we could have time travel in the future, kind of thing. Or vice versa. It works both ways.
Yeah.
Technically.
I guess you're right. Yeah. It does that. But no. I enjoyed that part overall, and just, I think it was a good movie, what it was.
Yeah.
You know,
I like the different points of view on how planets close to a black hole would be. Like the one where, like, because of the time dilation, they landed, like, oh, she just landed. And then it's like, oh, everything's fucked up. And then it's like, oh, you're that close to, like, a black hole, so the tidal forces are that great where, like, you have, like, mountain-high tidal waves on the reg. Because that makes sense. You know, depending on how fast your orbit is, you know, how fast
the
rotation
on
the planet.
She was on a different planet trying to get the plants and everything and Hathaway's character, right?
At the end, she's somewhere else. But, like one of the first places I stopped, it was just all water.
That's right.
And it was just, like you know, Mount Everest-sized tidal waves just one after another. And that's why that... And, like... Because of time dilation, they arrived right after she did, in a sense. I mean, it was like a couple hours, a couple days right after she got there, which was like years and
time,
years.
Time, yeah, time was really cool in that movie.
Yeah. No, like, I think they did a good job like explaining it, and making it make sense. Mm-hmm. You know, like to like the layman, like someone who doesn't like care all that kind of shit. Yeah. Like, they explain, like, boop, boop, boop. I didn't like the fucking robots, though. Those drove me nuts.
Oh, that weird.
Yeah. I'm just a stupid rectangle. I'm like a Game Boy that, like, you
can... Yeah, it was like a Game Boy.
It was a Swiss Army Knife Game Boy, basically. That's all it was. And they all had, like, dumb personalities. Yeah.
It was, Well, we're talking about movies. That's right.
Mission Impossible.
I didn't see that one yet.
That was really good. One was really good. I like how they...
Was it better than the last one?
I've heard.
Yeah.
Because the last one was horrible.
This one is really good.
The first one was the best. I don't care. I don't care if I see this new one. I still think the first one was the best.
Yeah, this one, I like how everything got set up. But yeah, everything was really, really good.
Do you know that Leonard Nimoy and William Shatner both were characters on the original Mission Impossible show?
No.
And on Star Trek, which were like airing at the same time.
Really?
William Shatner was one of the Mission Impossible team, and Leonard Nimoy was one of the bad guys.
Interesting.
Just weird.
Thank you for
just weird random thing I know. So anyway, go on. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. It just popped in my head.
Ryan, did you see it?
I did not. No. No, it's on my list. I really wanted to see it, though. Looks really good.
It's really good. You'll be surprised by the end. Really good how they did the ending.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, it looked good. I mean, just like all the stunts and everything, because I know that's one of the things that they were really, pushing.
That airplane stunt.
He was really on airplane.
That was crazy.
Spoiler, the twist ending, Ethan Hunt is the head of Scientology.
What?
Ethan Hunt or Hawk?
Hunt.
It's Hunt.
Ethan Hunt.
Hunt.
Mission Impossible, Ethan Hunt.
Oh.
Ethan Hawk is something else.
Yeah, Ethan
that's
Hawk.
A...
I thought you were talking about the actor.
That's you remember one. Hudson Hawk?
Oh, yeah, that movie's great.
Oh, that game, that movie.
That game sucked. You feel like the Super Bowl around all the time? But no, that movie was great. I watched it not too long ago, that's why it popped in my head, too.
Speaking I haven't seen it.
Hawk, I have it on DVD.
Did anyone see Fantastic Four?
No, I don't want to.
No.
I did.
I did it.
I actually enjoyed it. It is a bad movie. It is. But I really liked there was a good movie in there. It just
the execution was it.
Corporation writers, they got all in it, and you could tell this movie was supposed to be something else. But I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the beginning of the movie. I enjoyed a lot of it. I even enjoyed towards the end, Doctor Strange,
Doctor Doom,
turned into that character, or he's Doctor Doom and he's like popping skulls and shit like that. I thought that was pretty cool. It was really dark, which was weird to have that feel to it.
Is it better than the first two?
I would say so.
Because those were horrible.
To me, it was.
Part
you're
two put
like
me
the
to
first
sleep.
Two better because the story's more cohesive. But this story, I really enjoyed where they were trying to go, and it was. If you've read Ultimate Fantastic Four, then you kind of know exactly what they were doing, because in Ultimate Fantastic Four, they're kids, they're younger, and they're part of the Baxter Institute. It's not the Baxter Building, and it's like a gifted students type of thing. So it's kind of
like gifted, like special.
No, but gifted as in like, look at me.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
Can we get a Bionic 6 movie? That's what I want.
Where did that come from?
Yeah. What?
Bionic 6.
What's that?
With the kids with the superpowers? You never look it up. This used to be a cartoon back in the '80s.
Is that like Street Sharks or something?
Huh?
Is that like Street Sharks or something?
No.
Battletoads?
No. No.
Yeah, when's the Battletoads movie coming out?
Really?
Somebody get Rare. No, but it should be. It should be a thing. Somebody get Rare on the phone.
Where Rare doesn't even... Well... Oh, yeah, Rare. Yeah, Rare replay.
Yeah, Rare still got it. Just Microsoft owns them now.
I was thinking of Killer Instinct because I was watching a trailer where Rash is one of the fighters.
Dude, back in the day... When I was a kid, on an old like landline phone, I could do. I might be able to do it on mic. I used to be able to do the full gore, or not the full gore, but the Killer Instinct like announcer voice. Like they would say the names like Full Gore, Saber Wolf.
Yeah.
Like I used to be able to do it, and it sounded like
Kano.
Legit, like yes, exactly. Like that.
But I love that game.
I used to be able to do it, like 100%. Like I don't know if puberty kind of fucked it up for me.
Combo breaker. That mug was loud in the arcades. The combo breaker. I was like,
combo.
So yeah, Fantastic Four.
I have no interest in that one.
Just check it out. Don't, you know, if you can.
If you want to, because you can. Yeah. I mean, everyone's fully capable of doing it.
No, I'm actually shocked they didn't understand that it hasn't been on DVD that quick. Like after
because no one wants to see it.
It's
it was just Justin. Justin was like one of the three people that saw it.
The thing is, it's a bad movie, but there's goodness in it, and you just gotta kind of be open minded to see that goodness. And I really enjoyed a lot of it.
You know, what movie I thought was really good that like got like no attention. Did you guys see the new Ex Machina? Or no. Machina, whatever, how you say
I
it.
I want to see that. That looks so good.
It's...
Wait, but the one with the robot thing?
Yeah, it? With the robot
yeah,
chick.
Yeah, I saw that one. Yeah, actually, that is another summer movie I saw.
Yeah, I...
It was good.
It was. I thought it was weird, because, like, there's other versions of that, like, other ones that have already come out, like, ahead of time.
Really?
Yeah, like...
I thought there was animated ones.
No, there's, like, live-action ones. Like, they're on... I think one of them's on Netflix, actually. But, I liked it. Like, there were some weird humorous parts, and there's something that was really confusing to me. And I liked the really like monotone but kind of quirky dialogue throughout the whole movie. Like it wasn't like an action movie; it was more like a
suspense thriller. It looks like creepy.
Yeah, no, it is kind of a suspenseful movie. I was very confused on how like this billionaire scientist guy who can invent artificial intelligence can't get over a hangover because like he drinks a lot in the movie, which I thought was really confusing.
Yeah.
But no, like you should check that one out too. That one's actually pretty good. Like a summer sci-fi movie.
That's the one where the guy invites this kid in.
Yeah, and like yeah, he right. has to like he's like befriend and like fall in love
it's
with
almost,
or vice
it's
versa.
It's an experiment. It's people don't know it's actually the twist is an experiment in itself. And there is a twist. It's a pretty good twist. I gotta admit.
I wanted to see it. The trailer makes it look real.
No, it is.
Yeah, I was pretty much.
No, but no, like there is one like on Netflix, like a different version of it, like with the same name.
Really?
Yeah, just Google it. Be faster.
Oh, I gotta use my other computer because this one's starting to get slow.
Well, you don't have to hit Netflix. You can just
no.
Just close a tab out.
No. I already have. It's already running too much right now. I would say check that out. If you haven't seen that, check out that.
No, it's good. It's good.
Anything you've been seeing, Ryan, that we haven't mentioned or anything?
Yeah.
I'm sitting here trying to like think of something because I think.
And it has to be 2015, World. So don't give us any old movies we don't care about anymore.
Did you go see Inside Out with your daughter?
I haven't seen Inside Out. What was the other movie that the big
Disney?
Home came out a little earlier this summer. One with what's his name from Big Bang Theory playing the alien.
How was it?
You know, it was okay. I mean, it was kind of it was kind of cutesy, but. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's kind of almost like a Disney's version of an alien invasion is the best way to explain it, because basically all they do is just, like, uproot all the humans, put them on, like, a big vacation island, and take over everything else, so they'll hide out from, like, other meaner aliens.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you know, I suppose if you had a kid, you're trying to get them into, like, the whole, like, sci-fi type of genre, you know, it's probably a pretty good place to start without scaring the absolute shit out of them.
Oh, wow.
So.
Anything else that you see?
Not really. I haven't seen a whole lot of movies this summer. I did recently discover a new program on the computer, Popcorn Time, so I've been trying to catch up on a lot of it on there. But, yeah, I watched Age of Ultron on that. Ant-Man's probably going to be on that list at some point. And I've also written down every other movie we've talked about here, too. So I've got some catching up to do still.
Well, I know all the thrillers and stuff are about to come out since it's getting close to Halloween time. I do want to see NWA straight out of Compton. I didn't get to see that.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Oh,
yeah. It's really good. I want to see that. I know Insidious 3 is coming on Blu-ray.
Really? Insidious 3? The first one was horrible.
My friends want me to see. They want me to see 1 and 2 and watch 3. I didn't get a chance to see it.
The only thing I liked was the Tiny Tim thing.
The little kid you mean?
No.
Tiptoe through the window. Yeah.
That part was creepy. Just them singing that song. Like, throughout the movie. Do you remember that?
Which one?
You know, it's
Insidious. Oh, no, you didn't see the first one. Never mind.
I didn't see the first one. I know about this song, but I didn't just see the first one.
Yeah, I think my wife and I tried watching that one, and I think we both fell asleep on that one. It was just kind of meh.
Yeah, I haven't seen any. Let's see. I'm supposed to go see The Visit. think. I know I need to go see. It's the sequel to that one. Oh, can I think of that action movie? The Maze Runner. I'm supposed to go see the sequel to that.
How was the first one? I remember you didn't see the first one.
The first one is okay. But don't go see it with emotional people. Because you would just actually look at them and just be like, really? Y'all getting emotional. Because there's one part that a character, something happens to a character, and you're glad that it happened to that character, because it was something, it was just something that kind of stood out. But yeah, I mean, it's a good movie. It's a really good movie. The storyline is weird, so I think when you get watch part, if you see part one. Part two might explain more of it.
Okay, yeah, because it just seemed like almost like because this is based off like some novel that's like popular with teenagers or something like that, like a Twilight or Hunger Games or whatever.
It's based off of
book. Yeah. I think that's why I kind of ignored it, but
I watched a documentary called Lost Soul, The Island of Dr. Moreau.
Wait, which one? The original or the one?
It was a documentary. How the production of Richard Stanley's I don't know, Dr. Moreau.
Was it the one with
it was
Marlon Brando?
Yeah,
or the one with
with Marlon Brando in it, Val Kilmer.
No, that was a different one.
But that's what the documentary was on. It was on that movie on how. The director, Richard Stanley, how he built all this production, did all this art, and then within 4 days of production, they didn't want him on the movie. So they kicked him off the movie and got another director. And it just tells you all the crazy stuff that Marlon Brando did, that Val Kilmer did. Like, people didn't want, like, all this crazy stuff. Like, Marlon Brando wanted to shut the whole production down and, like, rewrite part of the movie for 3 weeks. And he said at the end of the movie, because of the hat that he got on, he wanted to take the hat off and have, like, a dolphin fin on his head.
What?
Yeah, it's all this crazy stuff. It's all this crazy stuff. Val Kilmer was going through a divorce, so he wanted to be 40% less in the movie. Marlon Brando and Val Kilmer didn't get along. Like,
that's what I heard too.
Marlon Brando had an earpiece, so he could still remember his lines. And they picked up a radio thing. So a cop radio signal came and was just like, there's a robbery on McCormick and 45th Street. So he was saying in the movie, there's a robbery on McCormick and 45th Street. Like all this crazy stuff. And Richard Stanley, after he got kicked off, he stayed with somebody. Came in back later on in the movie and dressed up as one of the animals. And watch the rest of the whole production by being one of the animals.
That's awesome.
Like it's on Netflix. It's called Lost Souls, the story of Richard Stanley's Dr. Island Moreau. It's crazy.
Awesome. Okay. I'll put that down. That's insane. That sounds amazing.
I want to watch Electric Boogaloo, the story of Canon Films. It's a documentary about Canon Films. And how I think because Masters of the Universe was their last movie.
Wait, Masters of the Universe?
Yeah,
the He-Man movie, right?
The He-Man movie. Oh, with, so
that's on Netflix right now too. Actually.
Yeah. How did this get made, Justin? They just did that. But Electric Boogaloo, the history of Canon Films, because I didn't know they did Breaking and Breaking Two. That's why it's called Electric Boogaloo. Break it to Electric Boogaloo. Canon Films did it.
Oh, that's right, Canon. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, because they got Death Spa, Enter the Ninja is on like on Facebook. They got one called The Apple, which is completely horrible. That was like a disco musical. And I was just like, wow. So they got, yeah, they talk about all the crazy stuff that they did. But Master of the Universe, they ran out of money, so they had to end the production three days early, and filed for bankruptcy.
Wow.
Yeah. It's but a movie to me. It's a documentary, but I can't find it nowhere. And they got it on YouTube, but it's on Spanish.
We had to get someone to sub it or something. To kind of close out this area, one of the last movies, Terminator Genesis.
I heard that was garbage.
It was garbage. Yeah, really was.
I heard bad things.
They almost make fun of the last movie. They like the way the movie is. I'll spoil it. Is they kind of completely erase the first two movies that they never happened.
Mm-hmm.
So Judgment Day never happened.
And the third movie.
And the third. Oh yeah, that's right. Duh.
They erase all four movies.
Yeah, it didn't matter. Yeah, that whole timeline doesn't exist. They even say in the movie, because it's all, that movie was.
There's a YouTube video where they explain the whole Terminator timeline.
And it's fucked up.
With every single movie, and they keep looping back and forth on how like it doesn't make sense, even for Terminator time travel sense. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
And that's why I guess they did this movie to just say, we're going to start over, which I thought was stupid. Yeah.
The chick did look like a young Sarah Connor.
Yeah, though. I could give it that.
Like she really did. And I did like, the only thing I really did like about the movie was kind of in the beginning, where it played out like the first movie. Like, he gets, like, the Velcro shoes and, like, the coat and everything.
Some of the scenes in Genesis were actually reshot scene for scene from the first movie.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I like that part.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. I thought you meant, okay, yeah.
No, I was giving him a prop.
Did she play as Juno in the movie Juno?
No, that was the girl.
Ellen Page?
Ellen Page, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's like that cute kind of lesbian chick, no boobs.
Yeah.
Because she looked familiar. And I was just like, I wonder if this is her first movie.
No. I think she has, what's her name from Game of Thrones? I don't remember what her name is, though.
You're right. It is a Game of Thrones chick.
Yeah.
Why didn't they stop after the second Terminator?
That's what it's supposed to be. That was it. Once the end of Terminator, he killed himself, and that was supposed to end all of that.
So there wasn't supposed to be a Terminator 2.
If you went with like a temporal paradox, even if he killed himself, the first movie wouldn't have happened because the third movie actually makes it make more sense. The third movie's a terrible movie.
I enjoyed it though.
But Judgment Day has to happen, regardless.
Okay.
Because you can't have the Terminator go back in time to kill Sarah Connor if the Terminator was never invented. And the Terminator wouldn't have been sent back in time if there wasn't a Judgment Day. So that all has to happen. They could defeat Skynet. Like I said, at the end of the third movie, they could have killed Skynet. Ended it, but Judgment Day has to happen. That's what they were saying at the end of the third movie. Like, it's just postponed because that's like a time event that can't be changed.
Like death. Like, no matter what, you're gonna die no matter what.
Yeah. It's kind of like the grandfather paradox. Like, you can't go back in time and kill your grandfather because if you went back in time and killed your grandfather, you never would have been born, which means you never built a time machine to go back in time and kill your grandfather, so you still would have been born. So Judgment Day has to happen.
Interesting.
Wasn't Judgment Day the that's the fourth one, right?
No, we're talking about
Judgment Day as the event, not the movie.
Oh, because
the event is the end of the world.
What's the one that The Rent happened? What's his name? Did The Rent, the one who played Batman, The Dark Knight?
That was
Oh yeah, that was, you're right.
that's the fourth one.
No, that's the fifth one. Oh no, you're right. That is the fourth one. Yeah,
I actually liked that one.
I didn't mind it. Yeah. I heard I got a lot of bad reviews.
Yeah, no, they were supposed to make a sequel of that one, but they didn't. They just came out with this new one. That was Terminator
Armageddon or some shit like that.
That's why I thought
Genesis?
It was. Terminator Judgment Day. Oh.
No, it's
Ryan. Justin.
What was
that? Ryan, he hung up again.
He went up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happened again.
Salvation,
you're
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Bam!
We'll just do that. Something happened.
I got tired of hearing us talk about Terminator.
Yeah. Did you get tired of us talking about Terminator?
Hello? What?
Did you get tired of us talking about Terminator?
No, you know, I'm doing Skype through my phone to make this work, and it just decided, oh, you must not be doing anything anymore. Click.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry, Ryan. How did you see Genesis at all? Or?
I have not. I was going to. I heard all kinds of terrible things about it.
Yeah. Well, originally, like I said, we're all gonna. They essentially delete the timeline so we can just speed that up. And even in the movie, they're like he referred John Connor, which is not John Connor. It's some robot John Connor. He tells Arnold, he says, "You're nothing but a relic from a deleted timeline." And it's seriously, that's what the whole movie is about, is deleting all of the past movies so this still happens. And now there's a new Terminator, which is this bio...
It's like a nanite Terminator.
Yeah.
Did you see the last Transformers movie?
Age of
Extinction?
Yeah.
You remember how the Decepticons could just magically turn into whatever they wanted to?
Because
little like flying around stuff. That's what the new Terminator movie is. It's Megatron.
I actually dubbed it Terminator Genesis: Age of Ultron because essentially it was the same movie and beyond the time travel. Mm-hmm.
Did you see the
it was almost as bad.
See the RoboCop remake?
Yes, yeah. I thought it was all right. I won't say it was better than the first. But
no, you can't be the first one.
First one makes me cry.
I'll buy that for $1.
They do say that in the new one.
Yeah, they do, actually.
Do they? Oh. Yeah.
They say a few things. They even reference some of the stuff that happened in the first movie, but like stuff that happened in the first movie.
I was annoyed that they didn't have Red. The guy who was...
Red, yeah.
Yeah, from the 70s show. Yeah. No, because he was like the bad guy in the first one. I was waiting for him to make a cameo.
And just do something, yeah.
Yeah, just like, be in lockup or something.
I rewatched the first one. It's bad, but it's just like...
What?
Yes, the first one is just...
For the time period, that was an amazing movie.
It's still pretty amazing.
No, it's still a good movie. Yeah,
I mean, I understand it's violent and everything.
No.
I mean...
Not really.
There was just parts of it...
Up in the beginning,
that was funny because I'm just like
a violent movie, but that's the funny part for him
because that I'm just like, okay, y'all 50 Cent in this mug, like putting like 18,000 bullets in this mug, and it was just like, really, that's a little bit too much.
Scene,
but it was just funny to me, and I was just like,
dude, think about the graphics of the time period, the big robots with the two legs, that was a microphone, like the head of that thing was a microphone.
Oh wow,
yeah.
Ed, yeah.
That's a microphone on, like, little plastic legs.
is that the one that fell over?
Yeah, the one that came walking down the stairs and makes, like, lion noises. Like, it growls, like, but then it falls up the stairs and it's like,
That was funny, too.
Well, the Terminator, RoboCop movies were somewhat of a dark comedy, actually. It was kind of a satire.
Mm.
But I wouldn't say that scene was... funny.
I mean, it was funny.
For back then,
I think it was funny.
Even now, just watching when they get them down and they're just like totally being cold, they're like,
I mean,
and,
it was just
all, like arms blowing off, and you know, they just were like, we're gonna finish you, and they just bust one right in his head.
But it was just funny, just like, okay, y'all really overdid it with all these shots because it was
supposed to be that way. That was the whole point.
But yeah, because he was supposed to have like almost no body left. I mean. He had more left than what he did in the new one. The new one, he was
that's
like
true,
a fucking
right.
head.
They actually just were like, let's just gut you. Like, seriously.
Yeah, it's like, ribs and an eyeball and like one random hand. Like, we'll keep you one human hand for no fucking reason because that's just dumb.
This whole thing and everything. They're just like, we're just going to gut you. That seriously, it was so weird. Even how he dies in the stupid blow. The blow up scene, he wasn't a part. He was just burnt and that was
when he was in the car, right?
In a new one, and that was it. And then that didn't even make sense. They're just like, it's just going to blow you up. But, you know, either way.
No,
how did we get on RoboCop? I forgot how we even got RoboCop.
Because I haven't seen the Total Recall remake.
No. We were talking about the Terminator one.
Oh, that was horrible. Like, the new Total Recall? I mean, well, older now, but newer one? No, the original one I loved as a kid. So, when the new one came out, I was like, meh, meh. Like, I watched it, but I was just like, no, it's not the same. What? See you at the party, Richter. Like, that wasn't even in the movie, you know? That was, like, my favorite line. And there was no Sharon Stone, like... boob that you kind of like see. You could even see her bush in that movie.
Oh yeah.
It was probably the first bush I ever saw with Sharon Stone.
It'd be nice to see Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, they're saying it'd be nice to see Kevin Bacon's bush. And in The Invisible Man.
Really?
Oh, Hollow Man.
Hollow Man
was good.
You get to see his invisible dick. Like there's no skin. You get to see the meat and veins and shit.
Hollow Man was
hardcore
good.
Hardcore Kevin
like
Bacon
one.
Dick. You see Kevin Bacon's bacon.
Hollow Man was good.
I don't know why I know that. Like, that's horrible that I remember that like, right away. Just like, oh, oh yeah, you used to see a schlong in all these movies. Talking about Kevin Bacon's dick. Yeah. Dude, my favorite soundtrack as a kid, like my first cassette, my favorite soundtrack, Footloose soundtrack. I used to jam out to that when I was like four. Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
I saw the Footloose remake. Did you see that one?
No, I didn't, really, I didn't even really did that.
Yeah, yeah, they did one.
It's horrible.
Is Kevin Bacon in it?
No. No, he's not.
It was supposed to be like way more dramatic, wasn't it? I don't remember if I saw it or not.
I thought it was funnier. Like, I just thought it was more funny. The original Footloose was ridiculous.
I'm shocked they haven't remake Flashdance.
Yeah, and it's okay.
Yeah, it's just like Footloose. Yeah. No, it's not. I mean, they're not, you know, whatever.
Well, I mean, it's a 80s
dancing
movie. But
we already have, like, Step Up and all that crap anyway.
Yeah, you know, but stuff like that didn't never got remade.
That X-Men movie, like the First Class movie.
Oh, yeah.
Because they don't show many of the previews. I saw the movie, I'm like, is that Kevin Bacon?
Yeah.
Like, holy shit, that's fucking Kevin Bacon.
Pretty scary.
Yeah, no, he was a good character in the movie. But it blew my mind because I had no idea he was in it. Like, it was like a total shocker.
That movie was half-half, too. I kind of liked First Class.
I liked First Class.
There were parts that were horrible. But there were parts like, I mean, like, I had they built up Magneto's character. I didn't like...
You know, that was supposed to be an origin story for Magneto. Then they turned it into X-Men First Class. That's how that started.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was an origin story for Magneto. I mean, it really was.
And actually, those two actors, the two British actors, they're really good friends. And really, every time they do, like, interviews, they're always together.
Patrick Stewart and Ian...
No.
Ian...
No,
they are good friends.
The younger, no, those two are good friends, but the younger versions. I cannot think of their names.
Fassbender.
And Elroy. Fassbender and Melroy.
Something Fassbender and...
Michael Fassbender and McAvoy.
James
McAvoy. Excuse me, McAvoy, yeah.
Because one of them played it in the... one of them played in the movie Wanted.
What was that?
One of them played in the movie Wanted.
That was McAvoy.
Yeah.
I didn't like the movie.
I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah.
I read parts of the book, but I didn't see the movie. The
movie sucks.
I didn't finish the book either.
I saw a bootleg, though, so every time there was, like, writing on walls or street signs, it was in, like, Dutch or some shit. And, like, there's, like, one scene in the beginning where, like, he hits his boss with, like, a keyboard, and it says, like, fuck you or something, but it was all in Dutch, and I'm like, what? Like, why do they put this in slow motion? Why do I see all the letters at once? It doesn't make any sense. And I didn't realize, like, halfway through the movie that, like, I was watching, like, a bootleg version. Well, I knew it was watching a bootleg, but I didn't know it was, like, from somewhere else, like, Sweden or, you know, Dutchland or some shit.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I did the same exact thing. That's how I know that.
Right? Okay. Like, it took a while to get it.
I did watch
Forget Hot about that.
I did see Hot Pursuit.
Oh, yeah?
That one.
There's a lot of movies here I didn't get to see, but I think we covered most of the summer blockbusters, so.
No one saw Poltergeist, right?
No, I didn't see that, but
I don't think it came out yet.
So. I saw it. It was on Popcorn Time. I saw it.
Is it like, anywhere as good as the first one?
No, but I mean, you know, it's kind of one of those things where, I mean, yeah, it's they modernized it, but you know, I think like the old one, I mean, it's just, it's so much more scarier. I think, you know, just the characters and stuff. Cause today, I mean, you know, it's basically the generic family. It's, you know, generic tiki ghost hunter dude. Yeah. I mean,
the guy's like peeling his face off in the bathroom and shit with like the steak crawling around at him and stuff.
Nah, nothing like that.
Ah, that was a good scene.
Yeah, I mean, it was not quite as gory as the past one. Yeah, it didn't capture it at all, basically, for me.
But it was like a reboot, right?
Yeah.
A reboot now. Everything.
They haven't rebooted a house yet. That'll be interesting to see how they do that one.
Wait a minute, the horror movie house?
Yeah.
I thought you meant the TV series. I'm like, that's not that old. Give that a little bit of time, dude. Let it cool off. No.
Because he did House and House 2.
I don't know House.
I don't know.
It's like a dark comedy kind of thing. But it's like a horror movie.
Yeah.
Everyone just gets quiet. Edward, whatever you say.
What was the one? They weren't puppets. They were like Puppet Master.
Yeah.
Which one? There was like 10 of those movies.
I think it was 2. It was the one they had the little doll kissing on the dude, and then leeches was coming out her mouth.
I have no idea.
I think it's Puppet Master 2, and Tales for the Crypt, which I like.
Completely different.
Tales of the Crypt, I like the TV show than the movie.
Which one? They have like three movies. This is one with like Bordello of Blood. There's
Demon Knight.
Demon Knight. I like Demon Knight, actually. I like Demon Knight. Yeah.
I think I didn't see the other two. I think I just seen the first one. The first Tales of the Crypt.
Bordello of Blood is it's terrible, but it's great. I mean, it's terribly great.
It's the only way I can describe it. It's like stupid funny. It's like it's what you expect from like a Tales of the Crypt episode. You know, just really drawn out.
Now, right.
And there was Tales from the Crypt the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actual movies.
Yeah.
Right, but I said I like the TV shows. Show.
Which came out in the 80s.
Right. At the same time, they had Creepshow that came out too,
which was
like
similar.
Which was like Tales of the Crypt, but
yeah.
Actually, do you remember the one that had
Give me my cake.
Who's that writer? The guy got hit by a car. He wrote like The Shining and Stand and It and Stephen King.
Stephen King, yeah.
He's actually in one of like he's in like the first Creepshow movies.
Yeah.
Which
so,
I,
so is
he wrote it
in and like a whole bunch of actors.
Which I didn't know that that he made the movie Maximum Overdrive.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is his least favorite movie.
I heard. Well, they said that because he was on cocaine throughout the whole movie.
Who knows, man?
No, he was. That's what he even said. And he said that he doesn't remember Maximum Overdrive because he was on cocaine for that whole movie.
I remember stuff when I'm on coke. Usually, I think. Once I forgot.
But it's weird. Like if you look at the trailer for Maximum Overdrive, Stephen King is like doing the narration and he's talking. He's like, you know, if you want something done right, he looks cross-eyed when you look at the trailer. I'm like, the heck? Is this my cross-eyed?
Is this my cross-eyed?
Stephen King. He looks cross-eyed in the trailer for Maximum Overdrive.
I don't think you have to put that in past tense. I think you just leave it in present tense.
He looks, or he looked.
No, he looks cross-eyed.
He looked cross-eyed.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm black.
I didn't know you being black.
We don't care about English.
Just grammatically inept.
We don't. That's why we don't care about English or grammar.
No, I know. I got a giant family across the hall. I hear him every day.
How many people yell, "You ain't nothing but a..." You be like, "Okay, lady, you don't have to scream all around across the store. We don't know. We don't need to know what ain't is.
Ain't any word, so I ain't gonna say it." Bam! Remember that from the fourth grade? You never heard that? Oh. It's just grammar, not to talk. I'm Polish, so you can't get all, you know, she Kyle on me and shit, but. Oh, yeah, that's a good hour show, Justin.
Yeah, good hour show that we tried.
What happened last time? It took like 4 hours.
I know. It took us a bit to get everything going here. Oh, there we go. Now it's working.
Sorry for the long Fallout 4 Fallout discussion. But...
Well, to end the show, we're going to be back on Periscope here again.
And we're all going to get naked.
And we're all going to get naked. No, what I want to do is picked up a pack of these Batman movie cards from the original Batman. There we go. Let me see that.
Mm-hmm.
Real gum. Top's
nice.
Trailer.
So you can eat the gum.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to eat the gum. We're opening this up live, so only people on Periscope can get to see this right now.
Okay.
But before we do that, everyone got all their movie news out and everything? All their movie reviews? Anything you want to throw up? Any movie people should see that we haven't mentioned yet at all?
I heard there were rumors of Three Girls, One Cup coming out. And it's not what you think.
I don't know what's coming out this week, but I know Age of Ultron came out Friday.
I saw it in the theater months ago.
But, I mean, it just came out on DVD.
Gotcha.
Because the Blu-ray came out, and I get, some of the deleted scenes. But I think there's, like, only four of them.
Yeah, you're probably not missing much.
And I think there was another movie that came out that I wanted to see, but I got to look at Target's ad. I don't know what's coming out for this week.
What about you, Ryan? Any movies that you would suggest to check out that you saw this summer or anything?
I think we covered just about all of them.
Jonathan?
No.
All right, cool. All right, then. We'll end it with that and this whole Batman unwrapping. So, Jonathan, you unwrap it. Unwrap it slowly. Show it to camera. Let them all see. Look at that. Just do it really slowly. I'm going to do it. Yeah. This
this is from the first Batman, the Tim Burton Batman, which actually I watched the
death. Ooh, it's only in two pieces.
Oh well, here we'll eat this. I'll eat this.
I'm eating this little corner piece.
You want some of this break bread?
No.
Oh, dude, come on.
I'm
it's
fine.
Almost melting in my mouth. I'm not even.
Oh man. So first we got a Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton Batman.
Is there a puzzle on the back?
I think you're right.
There is a puzzle on the back.
That tastes horrible.
I remember having a bunch of those. I think there were a bunch of puzzle pieces.
Mm, it tastes like rubber. Or some kind of weird plastic. All
right, and we have the Joker's Bicentennial Nightmare Parade.
Yeah.
With no puzzle on the back.
No puzzle. What does it say on the back of this one?
A whole bunch of shit.
We're in downtown Gotham, Broad Avenue, and Hollywood-style searchlights play up the streets. And onto the buildings. One of the beams shines in a huge balloon with a giant cartoon. Oh, okay. It's describing the scene here.
Yeah.
There we go. I don't want to read that.
We've got Vicky in a jam.
Oh, yeah. With Bob. I always felt bad that Bob died. Yeah. I have him right there, actually. Oh, I'm sorry. It's on the other side of the Batman toys.
I'm like, that's a good... That's a
yeah, it's right there. Yeah, it's exactly right there.
We also have the Mine of Mime of Mayhem.
Yep.
I remember the Batman soundtrack was, I think most of it was done by Prince.
Whoa, hold on. The Titans clash.
Which is a good scene from the that's towards the end there.
Yeah. Alfred the Butler. It's so boring compared to the rest of the
Does he have a thing on the back of him?
He's got one,
I would have to have bought more to get the full puzzle.
Yeah,
hey Justin, have you seen the new episodes of Gotham?
No, but the next episode we're gonna talk about TV shows.
Okay,
so we're gonna catch up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Gotham, all that shit. So,
The Dark Knight trademark triumphs. It's on there.
Here you go.
Yeah, I remember my brother and I had a bunch of those cards. I'd be surprised. You know, actually, I wouldn't be surprised if he still had, like, almost all of them that we had, too.
Chris
probably does.
Shoot, Ryan, they brought patch kids back. Garbage pail kids.
Yes.
They brought them back.
What is it?
Garbage pail kids.
Those are the shit. I love those.
I think that's where I got those magnets up there.
Yeah, but do you have the cards?
Yeah, I got them somewhere.
Yeah, they brought the cards back, and I'm just like,
here,
wow.
For the Batcave. Trademarks. Oh. Don't look at it.
It just doesn't have no gum in it.
And finally, we have the Axis Fireball, which isn't trademarked, so you can do that shit all you want.
Oh! Now ooh. I remember where I picked these cards up. This actually, I think, was part of the scene of the Six Flags Great America Batman stunt show. You guys remember that at all?
Yeah, I do.
I saw it once, and it was fun. Actually, I think the guy from Catapult Comics, that's where I got this from. He has a box of this, and I think the first or Judgment Day Terminator cards. So I should have picked some more up. But
totally.
Next time I see him, or maybe when I go out to Crystal Lake, I'll go pick up some more so I can collect the back of
Camp Crystal Lake or just Crystal Lake?
Crystal Lake. We're not visiting Jason this time.
So boring.
So yeah, if you're on Periscope, you get to see us unwrap some stupid Batman cards from 1989.
I thought it was earlier than that.
1989.
Not by a lot, but I thought it was earlier than that.
What?
The cars? When the movie came out.
Thanks for joining us.
It was 1999.
Well, I guess that is it for us, boys.
Yes.
Yes.
That's woo! Finally it. I thought we would go an hour, but we've got too much to discuss for that. So, two and a half hour shows.
That's his fault over
it's
here.
We'll blame that on that.
Well, that's what happens about Fallout. You're playing it, talking about it. It just hours goes by.
That's true. Yeah.
It's illogical, but.
I hope we do another show. Everyone gets back on to close it out. Ryan, why don't you go ahead and throw out where everyone can reach you, some of the events you might be at, and stuff like that.
Let's see. I don't remember any of the events off the top of my head. I just closed out my tablet. Yeah, I had a few of them before.
Rewind the show, people.
Check out my wife's page, Sissy's event on Facebook. See where we're going to be at. I'd love to have everyone out to maybe do like a podcast from one of the events. Because we always try to have a lot of fun out there. If not, you don't have to hit me up on Twitter, RedRonin14. And hit me up on Facebook.
There you go. Ed, go ahead, throw out where we gotta find you and what might be coming up again for this month on your show.
You can follow me on Twitter at @ThatRetroCode, @ThatRetroCode, just to make sure, because people might put DAT. You can friend me on Facebook under Edward Varnell, V as in Victor, ARNELL. You can listen to Optional Opinion on the Nominous Radio Network, .podbean.com. And you can also hear Optional Opinion on SoundCloud. This month, I'm doing the beauty of video games. So I'm covering Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo. I got special guests for those podcasts. And then I'm also covering The Love of the Forgotten, which is also covering like Sega, Neo Geo, Atari, and the arcade, TurboGrafx. And I also...
ColecoVision?
ColecoVision, I could cover that.
That had mad graphics, dude.
Do it.
and I have a special episode for Halloween with Justin Villarreal, so you guys could check that out. And you can read my blog, so at IGN.com under anime, ENIME. And you can email the show for Optional Opinion at myop2comment@yahoo.com. That's MY. OP the number 2 COMMENT.
What does the name stand for? Anime or
your... Anime. It's a play on the word.
In your butt.
It's
anima.
Yes.
It's
anime,
a play on.
Anime.
No, it's a play on word on anime. Because the E has a little little signal at the top of it. So instead of saying anime. I put the E, so there's two E's are supposed to have those signals on it, so it just almost sound like anime, but it's actually like my first name, the first letter of my first name with NIME to
cool.
it.
Cool, I had to ask. There you go, Tippets, I'm Critical Anomalous. Jonathan, where can we find you? And
I'm usually in my apartment. Sometimes I'm illegally driving around to buy groceries and take my dog out for lunch, because I'm awesome. But you can hit me up on Facebook. It's Jonathan Eggert. Or if you're talking to Edward, it's Jonathan Egbert, because he just likes to throw fucking bees in my name for some reason. But yeah, you can hit me up on Facebook. I occasionally do shit with Justin. And I occasionally do shit with Ed. So you might randomly hear me spouting nonsense in one of their podcasts from time to time.
And we should hopefully have you back on the Critical Anomalous.
I'm down.
All right.
We still have to do our art podcast. The art.
Don't take them away from me.
No, I meant to do it with them. I just haven't. I got to.
You guys can share.
There's enough Jonathan
over. Oh, yeah. You know, DP me. It's fine. It's cool, man. I'm a team player. All right, guys. Laters. Whatever Justin has to say. I got to do more plugging.
I got to do my own plug. You can find me at CrazyJ82, KrazyJ82. I forgot my name. On Twitter.
Did you
Instagram.
Even spell that right?
And what was that?
Did you even spell that right?
I'm pretty sure I spelled that
okay,
right.
Okay, it's not like you were saying random letters.
I would do it KrazyJ82. I think we did it right then. All right. Find me Twitter, Facebook. Well, you can't find me on Facebook at Critical. CrazyJ82, but you can find everything else. Justin Villarreal, Critical Hit Anomalous. You can find our Twitter, Critical Hit Anomalous, as well as the LCGH podcast. You can find it also on Facebook and stuff like that. Just find me on Facebook. Go to the website, anomalousradionetwork.net. You can find everything there.
And Justin, what is your new podcast name again?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Where are we at? With Justin Villarreal. I think Jonathan gets it, too. Where are we at? So that'll be coming up shortly, too.
Oh, that brings up so many old memories.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll have that coming up. Let's throw out a... Where's my phone at? Oh, yeah, I remember. Say goodbye, everyone, from Periscope. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Periscope.
Song, video game, movie, what pops in your head? That we
you know,
about
go ahead and do like a song for Fallout.
Fallout?
Yeah. Let's go on the video game thing.
I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire. That's like their most famous one.
From Fallout?
Yeah, from Fallout 3. Oh. It's, what's the name of the band?
Fallout Boy?
No. The song's I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire. Actually, they use a lot of this band's songs, actually.
Is it,
You can probably just type in I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire.
That's, I'm already looking at that soundtrack. I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire. All right, so we'll play that out. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Sorry for it's a 3-hour show, but hey, whatever. That's what it is. We haven't been on for months, so. So there you go. Hopefully, our next show won't be as long. Maybe we'll get it in about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. I highly doubt 3 hours again. But thanks again for joining us. Find us everywhere else, and hopefully you guys tune back in the next time. And remember to give us feedback on... Facebook pages and our internet site. So there you go. Good night. See you next time. Bye-bye. Set the world on fire.
I just want to start a flame in your heart. In my heart I have but one desire, and that one is you. No other will do. I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love. And with your admission that you feel the same, I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire.
All right, thanks, Ryan. That's the end of that right there.
That was amazing.
Dude, I haven't talked to-